Denver Boulder.
And on AM 769.
A Hollywood ending with a twist.
And the Oscar goes to Crash.
Shades of Ma Bell.
AT&T is the biggest, strongest brand name in telecom, period.
What will Zacharias Moussaoui's punishment be?
Almost 200 witnesses are expected in a trial lasting 1 to 3 months.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, it was a Hollywood script with a surprise ending. CBS's Steve Futterman wraps up last night's Academy Awards party.
It came down to the very end. Would it be the pre-Oscar favorite, Brokeback Mountain, or the underdog film, Crash? Jack Nicholson had the answer.
Crash!
The upset winner for Best Picture was Crash, which explores racial attitudes in Los Angeles.
Calm down, man.
I am calm.
I need to see your registration and insurance.
What?
Paul Haggis wrote and directed the film.
I just want to thank the people out there who stand up for peace and justice.
In the acting categories, there were no surprises.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman won Best Actor for Capote. Best Actress went to Reese Witherspoon for her role in Walk the Line.
Never thought I'd be here my whole life.
George Clooney and Rachel Weisz won Oscars in the supporting categories. There was also a bit of news revealed last night.
11 years ago, I had a heart transplant.
81-year-old director Robert Altman, who received a special Oscar, revealed for the first time that he's been living with a new heart for more than a decade. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A telecommunications giant is getting even bigger as AT&T snaps up Bell South for $67 billion. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine. Dan, this sounds like Ma Bell's back.
AT&T is a powerful brand name, but Nick, this company is really SBC, having recently taken over a withered AT&T. Now a new behemoth is being formed, taking over Bell South. That means full control also of Singular Wireless if government regulators approve.
This is very disappointing for consumers.
Says Gene Kimmelman at Consumers Union, predicting prices will rise. The big picture, 22 years after a federal court broke up the old AT&T, Vince Vittori at Telephony Magazine says the typical home will have one cable TV company and one phone company.
Competing for your voice business, both of them competing for your high-speed data service.
Even your video feeds. Reporting live, Dan Ravive, CBS News.
Now, the penalty phase of Zacharias Moussaoui's trial gets underway a few hours from now in a Virginia courtroom, and Sally Regenhard will be watching.
I want to see this man. I want to look into his eyes.
Regenhard's son was one of the firefighters killed on September 11, 2001. And as CBS's Jim Stewart reports, now a jury will have to decide whether Moussaoui should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison.
He is the only person charged in the U.S. in connection with the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. The first person ever charged with nearly 3,000 homicides in a U.S. court. It will be the first time the government has answered in court why they missed clues to 9/11, and likely the last time many voices of the dead will be heard from that day.
This phase of the case is expected to last up to 3 months. Well, it sounds like a case of homeland insecurity at one of the last places in Washington you might expect. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live to explain.
Some private guards at the Homeland Security Department see holes in protections at the Washington headquarters of many agencies charged with safeguarding the country from terrorism and other threats. The guards complain about lax training and security. The Associated Press says the guards have problems with radios and other gear. The private guard company questions the accusations. Homeland Security says its next security contract will include new standards. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A recent graduate of the University of North Carolina faces a court appearance today on charges tied to a frightening incident on Friday. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula with that story.
Police at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill say that Muhammad Reza Tahir Azhar told them he wanted to, quote, avenge the deaths or murders of Muslims around the world. No one was seriously hurt when he allegedly drove an SUV into 9 people at a popular campus gathering spot. The 22-year-old Iranian native graduated from UNC last December with psychology and philosophy degrees.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Brought to you by your Greater Denver Toyota dealers. Toyota, moving forward.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are dealing with a couple things already this morning. A new lane shifts up on I-25 near Hampton. Crews are still on the scene with that, but they should be wrapping up construction pretty quickly. And we had an early morning rollover accident. It's in the clearing stages northbound I-25 near Arapahoe, where pretty much as it stands, so as you approach Arapahoe, all lanes have reopened, just the right lane still shut down. Other than that, seem to be doing okay on the Turnpike 225 and I-70. Still pretty quiet around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. And checking out the forecast.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have three times the power of ordinary fish oil and they're mercury free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
But whatever we or the Security Council may do, we should do as soon as possible, says Ambassador Bolton. Because the longer we wait, he says, to confront the threat Iran poses, the harder and the more intractable it will become to solve. Bolton says if the Security Council fails to act in a timely manner and with seriousness of purpose, it will do lasting damage to the credibility of the Council itself. We can't afford to wait, says Bolton. And if the Security Council doesn't act, then the United States will have to use every tool available to us to deal with the threat. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
They've happened before. Floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, wildfires. Natural disasters can occur anywhere, anytime. Don't wait for the damage. Take action now. Protect your home, your family, and your business. Contact your local building code officials or home improvement store and call FEMA's Project Impact at 1-800-227-4731. You can't prevent the weather, but you can prevent the damage.
The Osgood File, March 6th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, let's do 4 hours on the Oscars this morning. Want to? Want to do four on the Oscars? The Academies? Want to do 4 hours on that? I did have to see a couple of the films, though. I'm serious, I did. Mary and I did. We don't go to many movies, but I did happen to see a couple of the films. Mary and I happened to see I Walk the Line with Johnny Cash.
and Reese Witherspoon. And we also saw Crash. We have not seen Brokeback Mountain yet. We have not seen Capote. And we have not seen Syriana. Waiting for those to come to a DVD near you. Oh, isn't that terrible? It is terrible. It's terrible. But you know what? When the weekend comes, man, usually we're just too wiped out. And we like to sit at home and watch movies. That's bad, isn't it? We should be getting out and supporting the film industry. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today. It's got to be great outside. How about this? High of 69 under partly sunny skies. Going to be a really nice day today. And speaking of the movies, because there's a new movie opening up this Friday, and I don't know if it opens up in Denver. I think it's one of these limited screen deals, but it's with Colin Farrell and... Now I can't... Penelope Cruz, I believe. And it's called Ask the Dust. And it's an adaptation, a screen adaptation of the novel by the same name, Ask the Dust, by this writer John Fonte, which is a great book written in the 30s in the midst of the Depression about L.A. And it's opening up this Friday. So now... And so I turned to Mary last night. I turned to Mary yesterday and I said... We'll never know if this movie plays here or not, because we never look at the theater section to see what movies are playing. So you can tell what we do on the weekends. We got our heads glued into the box, watching movies we've recorded or movies we've rented. Shame on us. But you know what? Speaking of good movies that are out, it's out on DVD, and also you can see it. I think it's playing on some of the cable channels. The Upside of Anger. With Kevin Costner, and I can't remember who the female star is. Joan Allen. And it's a great movie. I don't know if any of you have ever seen that. All right. I know what you're thinking, Jay. We don't come to AM 760, Progressive Talk, to hear you talk about movies. We're here for hard politics, damn it. We want hard stuff. Okay. Well, you know what? It's the hour of no power, 303-713-7600, and it's good to be able to hang with you. There is, you know, Mondays are like the worst day. They're usually the worst day for news because it's slow over the weekend. But there's a ton of stuff to talk about this morning. And one of the things I want to talk about is this whole thing with Jay Benish and the teacher. Did anybody see the Kevin Vaughn story that ran March 4th in the Rocky Mountain News? Anybody check that out? Now, you know what? I'm as guilty of this as anybody else, including the right-wing talk show hosts in this town, who were after Benish's hide. The only thing was, I wasn't after Benish's hide. But you know what? We played excerpts of that tape. We did not play the whole tape. If you read the Kevin Vaughn story in the Rocky Mountain News, according to David Lane, who is Benish's attorney, who I someday want as my attorney when I get into trouble, he says that Benish told the students, quote, I am throwing all of this out to you guys. I want you guys to write about what I've said. I want you to take it apart. I want you to criticize it. I want you to analyze it. And if you do that, I will give you extra credit. It doesn't matter what your position is. You can agree or disagree with me. That's not on the tape. That's off the tape, Lane says. When he was asked why, when David Lane was asked why, he said, well, you got to ask the taper. And Sean Allen and Sean Allen's family did not return numerous calls on Friday. Lane also pointed to a syllabus for the class, which includes a list of websites that students can visit to learn about current events and write papers for extra credit. While many of the organizations are on the left side of the political spectrum, including Guerrilla News and the Brookings Institution, and you know the Brookings Institution isn't all that radical, not all are. At least three are on the right side of the political spectrum, including the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation, and the Project for a New American Century. So the Heritage Foundation ought to give, you know, people like Kaplis and Rosen a big woody. They ought to really get excited about that the Heritage Foundation is part of the syllabus for the class, because, boy, right-wingers love the Heritage Foundation, and they also love the Cato Institute. So now, you know what I'm asking you here in the first hour here, in the hour of No Power at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6, do you think now that the right-wing, the hench squad, the right-wing electronic lynch mob over there should now apologize to this teacher? Do you think they should say they're sorry? And here's something else about it, too. Wouldn't this whole thing, and somebody brought this up, either when I was filling in for Ed Schultz or when I was doing the show locally last week here, Wouldn't it just have been better if the parents had gone, like, to the teacher and gone to the school and said, you know, from what we hear here on this tape, it's unbalanced. Then the teacher could have said, well, listen, yeah, that may be true, and that's probably what the tape represents, but the tape doesn't represent the entire lecture. And I told these kids that they should dissect this, that they should write in for extra credit a paper, and that they should not agree or disagree with me. It doesn't make any difference what their position is, and that they should have kept it all within the school. Because, you know, there is an article in the paper today, in the Rocky Mountain News today, and I believe, and I think it was in the, it was in, maybe it was in yesterday's Rocky, Denver Post. I can't remember now. But there's an article in there that talks about how the mother feels let down, about how the mother feels betrayed. I have the story around here somewhere. Hold on a second. I'll tell you where it's from. It's from March 6th. So that would be today. Mom feels let down. Patty Allen has spent a good chunk of her life as a staunch supporter and defender of public education. Her dad was a high school English teacher, I'm quoting from the article, in Illinois, who changed careers and later became a member of a local school board. She has been the kind of tireless volunteer and promoter that school districts can be hard-pressed to find. She has served as president of every parent-teacher community organization. She says she believes in school systems. I admire our educators. I love our children. This isn't about the Democrat or Republican. We're not some crazy family here. Now she and her family believe they are under attack by some public school teachers, students, and parents she has tried to support. And then there was another article yesterday, or I guess it was Saturday in the Rocky Mountain News, about how the kid, Sean Allen, felt like he was being crucified. Apparently he'd put some stuff up on a blog. Okay, I have access to that stuff. But I told John Turk, the producer of the show, you know what? I'm not going after this kid, and I'm not going to quote this stuff on the air about the blog. But you know what? What do these people expect? If they had gone to the teacher, if they had gone to the school, okay, then they could have gotten it worked out the right way. The misunderstanding could have been ironed out. But instead, they chose to go to the right-wing media. So what does the right-wing media do? The right-wing media uses them, okay? The right-wing media uses them like a couple of cheap whores, and then when this story passes, okay, that'll be the end of it, and nobody will know their name. At least nobody working in the right-wing media will know their name. So don't you think, you know, in some ways that, you know, one, that the right-wing media, that the right-wing talking heads, the Rosen and those guys, if what David Lane is saying is true here about the rest of the lecture, that they owe the guy an apology, and also the family should stop whining. Don't you think they should stop whining about their kid being picked on, about people being upset at them? Because they went and they took this public, and they shouldn't have done it. All right, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines during the hour of no power. If you want to comment on this, please feel free to get up off your half moons, drop your coffee or your orange juice. Ooh, are you drinking orange juice this morning? I certainly would. I'd love some orange juice. Whatever you're drinking this morning, diet soda, water, whatever it may be. Get plugged in with us and let's have a little conversation about this on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Good to be with you this morning during the hour of no power. Thanks for stringing along with us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive traffic.
Well, around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. We know they're going to pick up soon, though. Turnpike looks good through Broomfield and Westminster, and I-25 southbound looking good. Starting to bunch up a little bit coming out of Thornton, North Glen, and then we have that construction still working at Hampton. So a couple little issues with that. Had an early morning rollover accident. It's now in the clearing stages northbound I-25 near Arapahoe, so expect a slow go as you approach that. Other than that, looking real good on 225 and I-70 this morning. On to the forecast, can't complain, going to be sunny, highs in the 70s. Right now we're at 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Change more than your resume. DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends, evenings, and online. adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Good morning. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Good morning. Oh, man. People have got, you know what, have you got teacher fatigue on this story? Is that why a lot of you are not calling this morning at 303-713-7600? You know what? I kind of do, too. But after reading this thing by David Lane, I kind of figured I owe it to, like, get the other side of this out and really to kind of discuss it one more time. You know, Mary was out styling and profiling this weekend in her brand-new vehicle from Rocky's Autos. I talked about it last week. You know, the bottom line on this is I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. And Mary got out there and found a car, gets great gas mileage. She loves it and got it at Rocky's and just got a great deal. And you know why? Because customer appreciation days are going on right now at Rocky's Autos, and you get the VIP treatment out there with unbelievable low, low, low red tag sale prices. Join the Marvin family and get out to Rocky's and get, you know, have your pick of over 500 clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Because, man, they have got it, and they've got great people out there like the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, just really good people. Spanky, Colby, Dave, I mean, all the guys out there, all the men and women out of Rockies are good folks, and there's over 100 of them out there trying to make sure that your buying experience is really a good one. Rocky's Autos Customer Appreciation Days, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you know what? If you come close to 8, they'll stay late for you. You can check them out on the Internet, too, at rockiesautos.com. Read about their business philosophy, look at the inventory, and even pre-qualify for a car loan. So, you know, once again, bottom line, I wouldn't send you someplace that we wouldn't go ourselves. And we did go to Rockies, and Mary just loves her automobile. And, you know, if you talk to her, she'll spend 10, 15, 20 minutes talking to you about Rockies. That's what it's all about, Rockies. Customers telling other people about how what a great deal they got and how they were treated. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, you know, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle, but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right. 6:23 in the morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69 under partly sunny skies. What do? We reach into the music library. We play the loudest thing we possibly can because we have to drive the transmitter tubes into a seizure trying to get our message out during the hour of no power. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for joining me. And, yeah, don't forget to join my buddy Ed Schultz this afternoon between 1 and 4. All right, we're talking about this article that appeared in the Rocky Mountain News on March the 4th in which David Lane says that Benish told his students, I'm throwing all this out to you guys. I want you to write about it, what I've said. I want you to take it apart. I want you to criticize it. I want you to analyze it. And if you do that, I'll give you the extra credit. It doesn't matter what your position is. You can agree with me or disagree with me. And then it talks about the things that he has on the website, on the syllabus for the class, including Guerrilla News, the Brookings Institution, but also, the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation, the Project for a New American Century. Here's the two questions. One, does the right-wing talking head talk shows, do they owe this guy, Jay Benish, an apology? And two, what is the, you know, now the family is in the paper complaining that the son is getting, like, crucified at school and the mother feels let down. They took this thing public. What the hell do they expect? Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. I'm annoyed. I've got five kids, and I've got one grandchild. And this woman is being a trifle disingenuous. What the heck did she expect? Why wasn't she looking out for her kid and handling this where he would not get caught in this crossfire? And for another thing is, why was her kid in such a situation that he had to tattle home to mom and dad because there was something being discussed in class that he didn't particularly think ought to be or that he felt from their perspective shouldn't be. This is absurd. And mom, frankly, needs to back up because this is her doing. Not anybody else's. And for her to talk to Kaplis, oh, my gosh. That man is the most self-serving, pseudo-pious jerk.
Well, you go to the media, whether it's Dan Kaplis, whether it's a television station, whether it's any of those people, any of the right-wing talking heads, or any, you know, I mean, even just the media in general, even if you just came here. I mean, if you go to the media, you publicize this stuff, you publicize what should be something between you, the teacher, and the school, and then there's blowback. I mean, please, stop complaining.
Exactly. I mean, you opened the door, Mom. You got this thing going. And now you need to figure out how to clean it up and get your kid out of the spotlight. But that's nobody's fault but your own. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She shouldn't have started it.
Yeah, and I think the right-wing talkers, I think they owe this guy Jay Benish an apology.
Well, I can tell you, hell will freeze over before Dan Kaplis would ever do that. That man is the most sanctimonious jackass.
Oh, now tell us how you really feel.
Oh, Jay, the ex-priest who goes around pontificating, he makes me sick.
You know, he's always nice to me. I got to tell you something. I don't hear much of what goes on, so I don't know.
Well, I used to listen to them before Air America and 760 showed up. I did listen to them in the morning, and I listened to him sometimes on Saturday a long time ago. And then he went from being a Democrat to a Republican, and he started praising George Bush. And I said, see ya, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And he advertises in the Register, which is a local Catholic newspaper. And, Jay, I'm going to bring you the picture. I'll show you the picture. If this doesn't make your stomach turn over, nothing ever will.
All right. Well, you know, meet me in my next public appearance. That's your assignment with the picture. Pat,
okay.
Thanks. Good to hear your voice.
Bye, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I just had a couple quick comments about do they owe him an apology. What I've heard is varying stories as to whether the kid and his dad went to the administration first before they went to the media and tried to resolve it.
You should never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, go to the media unless you expect to get blowback.
Oh, absolutely, and I agree. I agree with your previous caller 100%, especially about the guy down the hall. But anyway, the thing is that they are claiming. I've heard these guys, both of them, the kid and the father, interviewed on other shows, and they're claiming that they did try to take it through the proper channels.
Well, they should have kept it there.
I agree with you, I'd like to hear somebody from the administration come forward and say, yeah, they brought it to us, or no, they did. We never heard of this. The first we heard of it was on the Mike Rosen show or whatever. And that,
well, don't hold your breath about the administration coming forward. But, you know, anytime you take anything public, and I don't care what it is, whatever it is, you take it and you make it a public squabble, what's going to happen is you're going to have a certain amount of people. Might be large, might be very small, but you're going to have a certain amount of people that are going to get angry, or they're not going to like you, and you got to expect that to happen. Or the best thing is try to resolve it without bringing it to the media, and just keep trying to, you know, go take it to the next step. Like, in other words, to the principal, and then to the, you know, whatever, and then keep going up the ladder of power until you try to get it resolved. But then if it makes it in the media, then don't talk to the media. But you know what? You don't go sit on national television shows. I understand they were on Hannity and Combs.
Oh,
which
yeah.
which is a losing proposition, or get on the radio, get on with the right wing. I purposely have not invited any of them on. Get on the talking head programs, and then not expect people who know you and people who are involved with you and the kids to like take it out on you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've been using the 50,000 watt blowtorch to beat up on this guy nonstop for the last week and a half now. So
it's sad.
So if they're surprised that they're getting a little, like you say, blowback, I, I can't imagine why. I agree with you. And one other quick point I wanted to make or question is I'd like to hear some other student in this class. I would really like to hear if any other students in this class did write up any you know, comments or criticism of that lecture that he gave, and you know, pick it apart and point out the flaws in his claims about the United States being the most violent nation on earth or whatever, and see if any kids came forward and said, you know what, I just ripped him up in my report on his lecture and he gave me an A+. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what, Ron, I'd like to see that too, and it'd be interesting to see. But you know what? Maybe now after this, maybe there's other students there, and you know what their attitude's going to be? Hey, their attitude's going to be, I'm not coming forward. Ron, I got to go get the traffic,
okay,
man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. As the hour of no power chugs on here this morning, and let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, how are you?
It's Monday.
I hear you on that one.
You know?
Yep.
Got any orange juice?
I don't.
I really want some orange juice.
I'm allergic to oranges, but you can have some for me. Anyway, the trouble spot this morning is northbound on I-25, loaded up from County Line. That's because of an early morning rollover accident approaching Arapahoe. Now, the good news is crews have cleared the scene, so we should start moving again pretty quickly. Southbound I-25, bunching up between 104th and the Turnpike. Then we open up as you head into downtown. Did have some construction southbound I-25 at Hampton. Looks like we have a new lane shift there. And northbound 225, looking at brake lights already from Park Road up to Islip. Now, around town, we're getting busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike actually checking clear for Broomfield and Westminster. Starting to fill in a little bit near Federal if you're headed eastbound. On to the forecast. Can't complain today. Going to be sunny. Highs in the 70s. Right now, we're at 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Biggest car dealer in Brighton just got bigger. Johnson Auto Plaza welcomes Chevrolet to its impressive lineup. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Pontiac, Buick, GMC, and now Chevrolet. Over 600 vehicles on 10 big acres. Just north of E-470 on Highway 85 in Brighton. Experience the Johnson Advantage.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. ODYSSEY. Odyssey Windows. Save as much as 45% on your energy bill every month. I'm Jeff Kingery, and I recommend you check it out for yourself at odysseywindows.com or call for a free home demonstration. 303-445-0578.
ODYSSEY.
Good morning. It's 6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here during the hour of no power. Hey, if you love Bojo's Colorado-style pizza like, boy, Mary and I do, then you know what? Check this out. Listen closely. Bojo's has done it again by offering two new great features on their menu. Introducing Boghetti, Bojo's version of delicious spaghetti. It's mountains of pasta topped off with delicious marinara sauce. And garlic bread served the Bojo's way, big and tasty, and it is really, really good. And here's what's truly amazing. You can enjoy Boghetti, Bojo's newest creation, for only $4.99. That's right, only $4.99. And for only $1.50 more, you can add Bojo's delicious meatball, sausage, or hamburger. Man, it is good. Bojo's is also proud to introduce their new gluten-free menu. If you love pizza but are gluten intolerant, you can now enjoy a delicious gluten-free pizza, a Bojo's gluten-free pizza. No wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats, and you know what? They're not kidding about this. A great-tasting, famous Bojo's pie, legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings, piled high just like the Colorado Rockies, and featuring the finest and freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses, is now available gluten-free, and it's only at Bojo's. Go to Bojo's.com and discover all Bojo's healthy choices. Boghetti and gluten-free pizza from Bojo's, leading the way in innovative new creations. So stop by the local Bojo's near you, Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University in Denver, and at South Colorado Boulevard in Yale, that's the one that Mary and I go to in Denver, in Arvada at 78th and Wadsworth, downtown Evergreen, Idaho Springs, and Fort Collins. For more information, go to Bojo's.com.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's an all-Who morning. We'll just play everything in the library by the Who. Why the hell not till we find one we really dig? I like this one, but it's kind of overplayed. Now that I think about it. Even though I did ask for it, it's a little overplayed now that I hear it. Coming up next hour, we'll find out what Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon's up to. And I got something about Marilyn Musgrave coming up next hour that, you know what, didn't originate here in the local media. I found it online, Joshua Micah's Talking Points. And the guy brings up a really good point about this. And it just so happens that Marilyn Musgrave is part of this, and we'll talk about it coming up after 7 o'clock. So if there's any of you conservative spies listening, you can call up Marilyn and tell her we're going to talk about her coming up next hour. All right, right now we're talking about the teacher, Jay Benesch. I don't know if you saw in the Rocky Mountain News the article that was on that ran March the 4th. I believe that's Saturday, in which David Lane says that Benesch told his students, I'm throwing this out to you guys. I want you to write about what I've said. I want you to take it apart. I want you to criticize it. I want you to analyze it. And if you do that, I'll give you extra credit. It doesn't matter what your position is. You can agree with me or you can disagree with me. And David Lane says that that's not on the tape. And ask why. David Lane said, well, you'll have to ask the taper. And, of course, Sean Allen did not return any numerous phone calls on Friday. Lane also pointed out that the syllabus for the class includes a list of websites that students can visit to learn about current events and write a paper for papers for extra credit. While many of the organizations are on the left side of the political spectrum, including Guerrilla News and the Brookings Institution, not all are. At least three are on the right side of the political spectrum. Those are for the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation, which, as I said before, must make Rosen and Kaplan and those people very, very excited. And the Project for the New American Century, which, of course, gives all wingnuts a large one. You know what I mean? Okay, let's go back to the phones here, and we'll go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
I'm sorry. It's just the way you put things is kind of funny. Anyway.
Yeah, right. It'll be funny when I'm unemployed too. But go ahead. But go ahead, man. I'll be living in your extra bedroom, pal.
Yeah. what extra bedroom? I live in this economy. Are you kidding?
Well, all right, I'll be living in your garage. And I'll
all
be
right,
living
man.
In the front
all
seat
right.
of your car.
That's all right. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, to me, it seems like he was doing what a lot of good teachers do, which is to kind of toss out both sides of extremely controversial issues and say, sort it out, and I'll give you credit for it. I mean, obviously, he wouldn't be putting up Heritage Institute and PNAC as part of that if he was a one-sided zealot.
Right,
know?
Right.
So I think that they all got caught up in kind of an echo effect from Ward Churchill. If I'm not mistaken, it's possible that Jay Benesch was doing nothing but putting out the argument that Ward Churchill had made and saying, comment on this. You know, I don't think that he was advocating it. I think he put it out there as a controversial thing and said, okay, deal with this. What do you think of this? You know, sort it out.
Listen, I agree. That's exactly what he was saying. And he was saying, if you take the time to go ahead and do it, according to what David Lane says here, if you take the time to go ahead and do it, then what we're going to do is we're going to give you extra credit. I'm going to give you extra credit on the papers. How can anybody find any fault with that?
Well, but you see, from 1984, they have the 2 minutes hate, right? And I think that sometimes those who would like to chill any kind of intelligent discourse will find someone who is even lifting their head. And then in this case, unfortunately, everyone, you know, got the 2 minutes hate thrown on them by the media machine, the right-wing media machine. touching, I must say. And it was, I think that they're all victims, including the kid and the family.
Yeah, I refuse to put any, I refuse to even deal with that. My postings on, you know, that postings on my blog.com. I'm not going to, like, go after the kid. I mean, how old is the kid? I mean, you know, it's like I said in the beginning. If they're, you know, if that family is complaining about any blowback, it's the parents' responsibility, not the child's.
Well, it was pretty unfortunate, and I think it was just echoes of the Churchill thing, and the right wing somewhere found a teacher in Colorado saying this, and I think he was just echoing Churchill and saying, you know, to his students, you know, to sort this out. This is part of your reality, you know. And
you know what they were doing? Let me tell you what they were doing, because I've done it. You know what they were doing? We've got something here. It'll get us a lot of attention. Let's see how many times we can get our names in print in the paper.
Yeah,
that's what they were doing, man. They were trying to get media coverage to boost their own ratings and to boost their own shows. That's exactly what they're doing. I can't say that I haven't done it in the past. I have done it in the past. So I know. I'm inside the game, and I know how it works.
Yeah, well, it could be a pretty brutal business on the people that it actually affects. I hope that they can all sort themselves out from it over time.
I hope they can, too. Steve, thanks, man.
Yep.
Appreciate it. No, that's what they were doing, you know? We got a hot story here. We'll run with it. It'll get us in the paper. You know, the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post will write about us. And I, you know, and I'm not going to say that I'm the clean as the, you know, pure as the virgin-driven snow. You know, when I was here six, seven years ago, I used to feud with Dusty Saunders and to Joanne Ostro, and you know what? I mean, it always got me in the paper. I'm not so sure it helped me, and it kind of like it depressed me every once in a while. The blowback did, but I used to engage in it. 303-713-7600, it's the hour of no power, one line open, and we go to Doug in Wheat Ridge. Doug, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I teach in the school districts up here, and I'll tell you, it's amazing that kids, he only took 30-minute tape of a 55-minute class. Everybody knows that it's a 55-minute class
right.
In Cherry Creek. And it's crazy that he only took 30 minutes, and Mike Rosen didn't say, gee, this is 30 minutes of a 55-minute class. But, you know, you try to do anything you can to ignite passions from your kids to get them involved, because most of the time people are just there, you know, they don't want to be there. You feel like you're forcing the kids to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
So you try to come up with something that encourages them to go out and find information and bring it back and to ingest it and to spit it back out as, you know, something that they learned. And it's so hard to do that, and it just burns me up to see a school district not support its teachers. And that's one of the things I think we really should be mad about, is that that school district is the one who really should be on the gallows, is because they really should have supported that teacher come hell or high water, because most of us know...
But wait a minute, hold on a second. Let me rise to the school district's defense just a little bit.
Okay.
First of all, they got to look into it.
Sure.
Okay? Then they got to reach a conclusion, and then they have to give that conclusion. Now, I think what you're trying to say is that they should not engage in the business of assuming that the teacher is guilty until proven innocent.
That's correct.
That they ought to assume that the teacher is innocent until proven guilty.
That's true.
Okay.
Especially since he has 5 years. Yeah, I mean, he already has a track record with Cherry Creek.
Right.
I mean, he's a tenured teacher. You know, if this was a first-year teacher or second-year teacher or third-year teacher, yeah, I'd see that there might be some kind of conflict. But this guy's a tried-and-true teacher. You know, I mean, he's been through most of the stuff you can go through in 5 years. And here they are, you know, bad-mouthing him and everything else. I just think it's, and teachers, you know, we get it from all sides. We get it from the kids. We get it from the parents. We get it from the school board. We get it from other teachers. And it's just frustrating to see that some teacher is bad-mouthed. And all we're doing is trying to, you know, teach these lazy children.
Well, teenagers, kids, look back to when you were in school. I mean, I had a teacher it was either in history or it might have been geography, or I can't remember. And the guy was like really, really right wing, okay? And he and I used to get into it, but you know something? Here I am, years, I mean, a ton of years later, I still remember him. There are some teachers' names I can't even, you know, I can't even recall, and I learned in his class, because you know something? He kept me on the edge, and he kept it interesting. Thanks, man. Appreciate
cool.
the call.
Thank you.
All right. And isn't that what it's all about? And as far as the family complaining about the mother feeling let down and the kid getting, like, quote-unquote crucified, which was in the Rocky Mountain News, I'll go back to what I said right after 6 o'clock when we started the hour of no power here. Hey, expect blowback if you go public. I mean, that is just the rules of the game. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining me this morning to watch the sun come up. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are starting to pick up around town. Getting busier on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike a little slow eastbound now from Federal over to Pecos. And if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, starting to fill in from 104th down to the turnpike, then things open up as you head into downtown. Now, once you hit Hampton, southbound, we have a new lane configuration there, so be aware. Northbound 225 slows from Parker Road up to Iliff, and I-70 actually check and clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 70s. We're at 35 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You're ready to save at Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale. It's this Wednesday only. You'll find doorbuster savings of 40 to 50% throughout the entire store. But the all-day doorbuster sale is for one day only, this Wednesday from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk Saturday, March 18th at the Hilton in Fort Collins. It's your chance to listen to Bill Ritter and keynote speaker Ambassador Joseph Wilson. For more information, log on to am760.net.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
6:47, 13 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, good morning. Hey, homeowners, would you love to discover that there really is a mortgage company that can make bill consolidation fast and easy? The Mortgage Store guarantees that, and they guarantee low rates that will give you a new low monthly payment. How about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate? They know what it's like when you need money, and you know it's there, but you just can't get your hands on it. At the Mortgage Store, they can help you get your hands on it, but you need to call them right now. Their trained professionals have experience and are dedicated to getting your loan done no matter what your circumstances have been. They'll be with you throughout the entire process, from your first telephone call right to your closing. And that could be as little as 7 days from today. So start saving money right now. Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Don't miss out on these great low rates. How about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed mortgage? I urge you to call today. Perfect or less than perfect credit? Hey, still call the Mortgage Store. They can help you out. Call them today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
Don't waste another dime on energy bills. Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. Really. Go to odysseywindows.com or troubleshooter.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-T-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:49. A 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760.
I've booked on the chairs. I've booked on the tables.
Oh, I like this.
Try to find the key to 50 million people.
Cool music.
They call me the seeker.
High of 69 today under partly sunny skies, and we're in the middle of the hour of no power here. Or actually, we're tailing out the hour of no power, talking about this article in the Rocky Mountain News on Saturday about Jay Benish, where David Lane says that Benish told the students, I'm throwing all this out to you guys. I want you guys to write about what I've said. I want you to take part. I want you to criticize. I want you to analyze. And if you do, I'll give you extra credit. It doesn't matter that what your position is. You can agree or disagree with me. Or you can agree with me or disagree with me. And I'm asking a couple of questions here. Number one, to the right-wing talkers who have really led an electronic lynch mob against this guy, and we all know who I'm talking about. Do they owe this guy an apology, really, and the school an apology? And then the other side of this whole deal is the parents complaining about treatment of their son and about the mother I guess it was in the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain. Hold on a second. Okay, here's the story. It's in the Rocky Mountain News about how she feels let down. Big deal. You know what? Shouldn't open your mouth. Here's Ellen. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Pardon this dog. I'm going to try to quiet her down.
That's all right. We like dogs.
Oh, I love my dog.
Give her Purina.
Take this opportunity for an ad.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it works.
My dog's happy. I feed her chicken. The real thing. Don't tell anybody I said that. I'm sorry. I feed her Purina, and she's a very healthy dog, Jay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I am not a teacher. I'm a job coach, and I'm not going to say where because I don't want to get in trouble.
That's probably smart.
Isn't it scary? The other two professionals in my room, the sun that rises and lightens their day is George W. Bush. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I think there are people out there who believe that. I think there are people out there who back this guy. I mean, he's got 32% or 34%. I'm sorry, he's got 34%, and he's got 39% if you believe the Fox. It's a Fox Not Facts poll.
Well, if they hadn't made me chicken of them, I would ask, don't you find that kind of ironic considering how he feels about public ed? But at any rate, I've talked to other teacher friends of mine, and I don't know. They're scared about this, and they're not even... Well, one of them is in that school district, and I can't say much about him, but he once said something in a class that had nothing to do with politics, by the way, that a kid took home and the parent didn't like. And they went in and said a lot of threatening things about this teacher, and he was called down to the principal's office and so forth and so on. The principal's behind him, but he's like, just, you need to know. Okay. Well, it passed. And he was really nervous, but the parent seemed able to just let it go. And then this hits the fan, and now this same teacher has gone to the principal again and said, you know what, I think I'm going to have my kid tape record your guy. Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's ridiculous. All
it
of that is ridiculous. You know, if kids want to record a lecture on an MP3 player in order to have it as, you know, instead of taking notes, I got nothing against that. My whole point in this is, it seems to me that, well, everybody knows what my point is. I mean, you know, that the right-wing talking head media like went after this guy, you know, with an electronic lynch rope, hoping to boost their own status and draw attention in the media. That's number one. And then the other thing is that the parents are now complaining, and, you know, it's like, shut up. I mean, if you hadn't taken it to the media, nobody would have complained.
Well, I have another, you know, believe it or not, I attend a house of worship where and Christian, no less, where the people are overwhelmingly liberal. And I talked to, there are a lot of teachers there because they think that's something Jesus might do. And I was talking to one of them, and he says, you know, I'm thinking of tape recording everything that goes on in my classroom now just to protect myself. And he's furious about this. He said teachers have no, they ought to have First Amendment rights too. And if anybody comes to him and complains, he's going to say, you know what, why don't I just give your kids a book and let them read? Because if you're going to get upset about everything that I have to say, why don't we just give the kids a book? And good luck to you.
You know something, I just thought of this while you were talking, because you led me down this path. I just thought about this. And I could spend the next hour, you go and say, you know, if I'm going to get into this Marilyn Musgrave thing, I could spend the next hour between 7 and 8 o'clock into this. Why does the right wing hate public education so much? That's number one. And if the answer is because they think it's mismanaged, then you know something? Instead of destroying it, why don't you come up with some solutions on how to fix it?
Well, I think what the problem that I see with everything, that they drink the Kool-Aid, and I've been guilty of this, they hear it, and they say it without researching it or thinking about it. They hate every government program out there, but these are the same people that complain, let's say, if there's a pothole. Do you realize that the traffic lights, the stop signs, the roads that you're driving on, the mail that you get, your trash being picked up all comes from publicly funded programs? You need to be careful before you complain about stuff. I think they're just reiterating what they hear. And since I don't want to change the subject too quickly, but I know you're always tight on time, I talked to your producer about this. If my euphemistic testicles drop and this comes up in my classroom, I might do this. I might say, well, I'm not sure exactly why he did it in geography. Got to cover my own, you know what. And I think maybe he was a little too something, but the scary part is that he raised some valid points, and that'll get their panties in a wad. But if you want to be able to get into that argument about valid points that he raised, I don't have the website, but that's okay. You can find it. Google fascism, anyone? Fascism, comma, question mark. Put it in quotes.
Yeah, but see,
I think it's about the third or fourth one down. In 2003, a scholar did a piece. He had 16 references for backup about 14 similarities between the U.S. government now and fascism.
Yeah, but you know what? Rather than go down that road, I want to go back to what I was talking about. And I feel like doing like 20 minutes on this, and I don't have 20 minutes to do it, so I'll do it in 40 seconds with you.
Yeah.
It is time those of us who are progressives and liberals start to stand up and hold these people's feet to the fire. All
right? I agree.
You don't like public education? You know what? Give us a way to fix it. And don't give us this BS about destroying it through going through privatization. Fix the system as it is now. You don't like the idea that there are, you know, a small minority of women every single year that seek abortions? Okay. Then you know what? Why don't you full fund contraceptives, require insurance companies to full fund contraception
and be able
to pay for that?
And pay for education.
And pay for more sex education. Either fix it or shut up. You know what?
That's what
we ought to do. We ought to be standing up every single day on these issues and telling them, hey, you know what? Either come up with a workable solution, either fix the freaking problem, or you know something? Shut your mouth. And we ought to back them into a corner, and that's what we ought to do, and we ought to have our fingers in their faces, and we ought to tell them at every turn of the mile about this stuff.
Yeah, all right, if Ellen, they can be nasty, we can too.
Well, it's not a matter about being nasty. What it's a matter of, it's a matter of standing up and having some spine, and it's a matter of standing up, and it's a matter of demanding answers instead of listening to them carp all the time.
And stop being afraid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right, let me see if I can squeeze Laverne in here. Laverne, you got 60 seconds. They're yours. Go.
Hi, Jake. This whole thing is just completely nuts and out of hand. I think the whole family had to have had an ulterior motive with this thing. I mean, they just, the timing doesn't add up. You know, it's like all of a sudden Mike Rosen and Rush Limbaugh and all these people have all this information, and yet the school district is still sort of struggling along, and it's like, you know, it's something doesn't add up.
Well, what doesn't add up there is that the school district, I believe, in the best interest of the teachers and the community, is trying to figure out what the hell went on. And
our
friends down the hall on the huge electronic blowtorch have already had their judge and jury.
You know what? Dan Kaplis needs to be trusted. He's just, that guy is out of, he's crazy.
All right, I'm out of time. I got to stop. I'm out of time.
Okay,
Laverne,
you
thanks.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, you know what? I'm so pressed for time, I can't get the word out. Marilyn Musgrave and taking the troops and using them for politics. Stick around. We're going to talk about it next.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Financially, but don't know where to start? Learn how honest-to-goodness ordinary people just like you have already transformed their financial lives.
My name is Robert Allen. I'm the leading authority on teaching people how to build multiple streams of income. I pioneered proven cash flow systems in real estate, the internet, and in the stock market.
Learn how Robert's team took 158 people and in 101 days coached them into earning more than $10 million. Yep, you heard right. 158 people, 101 days, over $10 million.
Making millionaires out of hundreds of everyday people just like you. Now it's your turn.
Reserve your free seat at the best training session ever. During this free two-hour workshop in your area, Robert will show you how to get started on your own 101-day challenge. This workshop will change your life. You'll receive several valuable books, DVDs, and special reports just for attending. Call 1-877-256-5999 to reserve your seat today. Again, that's 1-877-256-5999. 877-256-5999.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
9/11 is very personal. It's my mother's murder.
Carrie Lamack will have a seat at the federal courthouse in Boston a few hours from now. Like other members of 9/11 families in five cities, she'll be watching on closed-circuit television as lawyers in Alexandria, Virginia, deliver opening statements at the death penalty trial of admitted terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui.
If this man had information that could have prevented her murder, obviously I want to be there at the trial to represent her and make sure that she counts.
Moussaoui admits he was training to be a terrorist, but denies any role in 9/11. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart.
The jury should be chosen by around noon. Then that'll be followed by 45-minute opening statements by both sides and then a first witness. Now, we're never going to know who the witnesses are in advance, but one person has made it very clear that he intends to testify. And that's Zacharias Moussaoui himself.
The Department of Homeland Security is supposed to protect us, but can it protect its own headquarters? Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
Well, some private guards who have worked at Homeland Security headquarters say it lacks important protections. Homeland Security expert Philip Heyman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies agrees with the whistleblower concerns.
It is, in terms of incidents having to do with biological, chemical, radiological attacks, probably not well prepared.
Homeland Security says a new contract with the guard company will include added guidelines. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Think children are overweight now? Just wait a few years. We're live with CBS's Dan Revive.
A study grabs attention in a journal just launched, the International Journal of Pediatric Obesity. How many children in America are classified as overweight? About one out of four now, but it'll be almost half the children just 4 years from now. It says almost every country has rapidly rising rates of childhood obesity, and adds this is the first generation that'll have a lower life expectancy than their parents. Frank?
Hollywood's Big Night had a surprise ending.
Put your hands on top of your head, man.
Crash, a film that made people think and talk about race relations, upset Brokeback Mountain to win the Oscar for Best Picture. And no one was more surprised than writer-director Paul Haggis.
We were so shocked. Shocked. We're still trying to figure out if we actually got this.
Best actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Capote.
Wow, I'm in a category of some great, great, great actors.
Reese Witherspoon won for Best Actress. George Clooney and Rachel Weisz won Oscars for Supporting Roles. A day after he suffered a stroke, Minnesota Twins Hall of Fame ballplayer Kirby Puckett's fighting for his life in a Phoenix hospital. WCCO Susie Jones has been speaking to Twins fans.
Fans coming together here in the Twin Cities today praying for the recovery of Kirby Puckett.
It's kind of a shock to have somebody at that age suffer the stroke. So hope for recovery. And we'll keep him in our prayers.
Puckett led the Twins to two World Series championships and was elected to Cooperstown in 2001.
S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Denise.
Yes, someone just hit me.
Are you injured?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get emergency services coming out to your location.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and calls to check on you.
Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Denise from the emergency team of OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. It's on County Highway 74. I'm at a conference you went.
Okay, are you injured?
I think I'm bleeding from the side of my face.
Did you hit another vehicle?
Another vehicle hit me.
Okay, I'll get somebody out.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
There's two state troopers pulling up now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a new problem for the drive. It's a rollover on the ramp from Parker Road onto E-470. Two lanes are blocked with this one. You can't sneak by on the left shoulder. Now, Eastbound I-70 slows from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, and we're seeing a busy ride on I-25, running heavy southbound from 104th right into downtown. Also stacking up in both directions through T-Rex and then south of the Tech Center. We have a car fire working southbound I-25 after Castle Pines Parkway. Around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. The Turnpike slows Denverbound from Federal to Pecos and onto the forecast. Can't complain today. Going to see sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the 70s. We're at 37 degrees already. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is celebrating Jay Marvin's first anniversary, and we're throwing a party. Catch Jay live at Dimitri's in Aurora.
Good morning!
Morning!
Friday morning from 6 to 10. Stop by and enjoy a breakfast special during Jay's show for only $7.60. For more information on Jay's anniversary celebration, log on to am760.net. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE, LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, are you ready? 69 degrees, and I'll bet you it tips over into 70 at least, under partly sunny skies. And it's nice to have you along this morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget to join me in Aurora this Friday morning, and I'll tell you more about that coming up. Right now, we're going to talk to a buddy of this program, a guy who's been very, very good to us since the very beginning a year ago, Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon, who has decided to run for Secretary of State. And I'm kind of a little bit shocked by it, and maybe I just missed the discussion of it and the news of it. And, Senator, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
All right, I got to ask you right off the bat. You're an effective guy where you are. Why did you decide to run for Secretary of State?
Well, the Secretary of State's office is actually very important. The Secretary of State is the chief election officer in Colorado and has a lot to do with things like whether you count provisional ballots. This current Secretary of State just recently sued to prevent Joan Fitzgerald from running for another office.
Mm.
You know, if you're a Secretary of State, you can work on getting people to vote, getting people involved, reducing the influence of money, trying to not have negative campaigns, a lot of important things for democracy, and someone has to pay attention to that, so I thought I would try.
You know, and really, with your past efforts behind referendum C and D, this is kind of... This is kind of really right down your alley.
Well, I've been working on the process issues for a long time, trying to have a fair process in the General Assembly, trying to get people to vote, trying to people understand why they need to vote. In the United States, in presidential elections, which are our biggest elections, about half the people vote. In fact, every year we spend more money on elections and fewer people vote. And special interests get disproportionate power. It's bad. We've got to pay attention to democracy. It doesn't just happen.
Now, was this something you've been thinking about for a while, or did you just kind of, I guess what I'm trying to ask you here is, what was the deja vu moment where you suddenly said to yourself, you know something, I could really, I know I can be good at that job, I know that job's important, and furthermore, I want that job. When did this come to you?
Well, I've been thinking about it for years. You know, I've watched what the Secretary of State's office has done, and I've seen the effect it has on elections. And, you know, I work in the General Assembly. If we don't have fair elections, then people don't trust the work we do. By the way, did you see my announcement video?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I understand you're jumping out of an airplane with a parachute.
You can look at it at kengordon.com.
Okay, I'm going to go right there.
You can go there right now, kengordon.com. And... people like the video. It's different, and I encourage people who are listening to look at it too. KenGordon.com. In the right-hand corner, there's a picture of me on a horse, and next to it are the icons you click on. And if you like it, you can forward it to other people too.
I'm typing it in right now, even as we're carrying on this conversation.
By the way, I heard you say that it was going to be 68 degrees, 69 degrees today.
Yep.
I don't see how that's possible.
Why?
Because George Bush says there's no such thing as global warming.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He doesn't believe in it. And, of course, if you're a NASA scientist, here we go. Here it is. There it is right there. Okay, which one do I click? To watch Ken's announcement or Ken Gordon for Secretary of State?
Click. You see the icons next to the place with horse? They say large and small.
Right.
Click on the Windows icon, large.
Okay, here we go.
And it takes a second to download.
Okay.
Okay.
It's downloading. Oh, here it goes. Okay. Yeah, it's downloading. Okay. Let me ask you about something that's very, very important to a lot of us progressives and liberals.
Uh-huh.
And you know what this is. I think you know what this question is going to be. Paper ballots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do we need to do to get verifiable voting machines here in the state of Colorado?
Well, that's something I've been working on. Last year, we passed a bill that requires paper ballots. All the counties buy machines that have either the machine itself or it has an add-on that will create a paper record of everybody's vote so that you can go back and check on it if there's some dispute later on. So we passed that law. That was my bill last year.
So it is going to be implemented here in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while because we have to buy new machines and they're expensive, but we're working on it.
And when you say it's going to take a little while,
it's supposed to be done by the 2008 election, and the counties can apply for an extension to 2010 if they can't afford the machines by 2008.
So we will have it for the 2008 presidential election.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this ad is fabulous.
Are you watching it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I have the sound turned down, but I'm watching the video of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. How long did it take you to do this?
We did it on a weekend. We did the scene where I play Ben Nighthorse Campbell and ride the horse
right on
Saturday. And on Sunday, I played Hickenlooper and jumped out of the airplane.
Were you scared?
Yeah. Have you gotten to that part yet?
Yeah, I'm right into it now.
Yeah.
So you were scared, but you did it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you're up in the plane, you know, there's other people up there and...
But there's other people up there. So were they up there saying, Senator, look, it's going to be fine. All you got to do is do this, and you'll be all right. And
yeah, well, there's never been an accident. It's in this place. It's the skydiving center. It's in North Boulder County. They've never had an accident that's resulted in anyone being seriously injured or killed. And they told me that. But, you know, it's one of these things where I'm not used to flying on small planes. I don't like flying on small planes, let alone jumping out of them. And I'm not used to, and none of us are really used to, flying in an airplane with an open door.
Oh, Lord.
And so you get to the door, and, you make your body do something that your mind tells you is suicide.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Did you make any practice jumps?
Well, no. No.
You didn't make, wait a minute, hold on a second. You didn't make any practice jumps? You just went up there and did it in one take?
Right. That's right. Well, I didn't want to do it more than once. It was, I was lucky that I was, I was glad to do it once.
You know what? You're a braver man than I am. I would have to try it at least once before
yeah.
doing it. I mean, because one take? How about the part where you're riding the horse? I mean, did you do that a couple of times?
No.
You shot the whole thing in one take?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And now, are you going to put this ad on TV?
Well, anyone can see it by going to my website. You know, we've got it there, KenGordon.com.
Right.
And it's getting around. People are forwarding it to other people. They're saying, you've got to see this. And so I appreciate that. You know, using the Internet is a good thing because it doesn't cost a lot of money. And people who have to spend a lot of money buying television ads,
right.
They have to get that money from somewhere, and they usually get it from wealthy special interest groups. And so the process of expensive elections tends to force the whole process into giving disproportionate power to wealthy special interest groups. So using the internet can be a antidote to the excess emphasis on money. John Dean tried to do it. He did it pretty well, actually. And more people are on the internet now, and I think it could be the wave of the future, and actually a good thing for democracy.
You know what? I do hope it's the wave of the future. I do hope that the internet and raising money not only through the internet. I know I've given money to several candidates this year and have done it through the internet. You know, I hope that raising money through the internet, so those of us that are the small people can get involved and our money can count. And also, this whole idea of paper ballots and, you know, the integrity of voting machines also will do a lot, considering what went on in 2000 and some of the charges that circulated around in 2004. So that's good news, too. And having somebody as Secretary of State who's got integrity such as yourself, that's also going to be a step forward for the state, too, I believe.
Thanks, Jay. They say it takes a lot of small money to get big money out of politics.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. We need to start amassing our small money and trying to push big money out of politics and put an end to it. Ken, give your website again one more time.
KenGordon.com. You can volunteer. You can make a contribution on the website. You can see the announcement video, and I'd appreciate it if people went to it. And let me mention one last thing before we go. I'll stay as long as you want. But Catherine Harris was George Bush's campaign chair in Florida in 2000. She was the Secretary
right.
of State. She was running the elections in the state, and she was a partisan person at the same time. If we had had a fair Secretary of State, someone who just didn't give a break to either side, then we probably wouldn't be killing as many innocent Iraqis right now.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. Boy, you know what? You're the man. You know, you've been more than kind to us since the beginning of this program, and I'm telling you right now, man, you've got my vote.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Ken, come on the program anytime, or I should call you Senator. Senator, or maybe I'll be calling, you know what, I will be calling you Secretary of State pretty soon, but listen, come on the program anytime you want.
I appreciate it, Jay.
Okay, thank you. There's Senator Ken Gordon, Majority Leader of the Colorado State Senate. Go to his website, see this video. It's funny, and it's kind of frightening, too, I think, at www.kengordon.com. 716, 60 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into Marilyn Musgrave, the troops, and using the troops as political props, and is that legal? We'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride around town. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are filling in. So is Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike, slowing Denver-bound now from Federal over to Pecos. Coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25 runs heavy from 104th into downtown. We're loaded up in both directions through T-Rex and do have a car fire working south of the Tech Center. Southbound I-25 after Castle Pines Parkway. Also watch for a new rollover accident. This one's on the ramp from Parker Road onto E-470. Two lanes are blocked with this. You can sneak by on the left shoulder. And then eastbound I-70, seeing a slow go from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready to save at Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale. It's this Wednesday only. You'll find doorbuster savings of 40 to 50% throughout the entire store. But the all-day doorbuster sale is for one day only, this Wednesday from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Jay Martin for LeafGuard. Hey, do you ever think about what your time is worth? Do you want to clean gutters and downspouts? It's not only hard work, but it can be dangerous. But what's the alternative? Well, I got a whole new gutter system for you that never has to be cleaned. LeafGuard. It's designed to repel leaves, twigs, and debris. Now, a one-piece seamless gutter system customized on-site, pre-finished to match your decor. Call them at 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Simply eliminate them.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I know smoking is dangerous, and I've decided to quit.
Last night, Allison went to philipmorrisusa.com.
Quitting won't be easy. Not for me, but I feel good that I've taken that first step.
If you're a smoker who's decided to quit, QuitAssist is an online resource that provides links to the information, advice, and support you're looking for. Find out more. Visit philipmorrisusa.com.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760. Listen to the way I just kind of roll that off my tongue and slur it around. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what? If you're a dog person or you're serious about your dog's health and you know what? Mary and I really are. I mean, we love Coco and Jackson, and we are serious about them. And you've been looking forward to, you've been looking forward to something that, you know, will make a difference in your pet's life, that will increase their energy, cleaner teeth, shinier coat, make them feel better. You know what? You got to get into Purina One. And I just never get tired of telling you something about Purina One and something completely new for your dog. I never get tired of talking about Purina One. And now the time is right that I can tell you about Purina One is coming out with two totally new natural dog formulas. It's called Purina One Natural Blends, and here are the details. Both are made with natural ingredients. One is made with white meat, chicken, and oatmeal. The other is made with lamb and barley, and both made with brown rice. Think of the health benefits. What they don't have is just as important. No added artificial colors, no fillers, and no preservatives. Purina One Natural Blends is so new that it won't be in the stores till late March. But if you call today for more information, you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag just in time to pick up this new product when it arrives on the shelf. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And be one of the first to make a healthy difference in your dog naturally with Purina One. Once again, call this number, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for this brand new Purina One product, totally new, and it's great. You know what? And your dog will love it because take it from us. We've been feeding Purina One to Jackson and Coco since they were little, pups, and they love it. And they're going to love this, and we're gonna be feeding this to them too. It's two totally new natural dog food formulas. It's called Purina One Natural Blends. So call them. Get a 6.5-pound bag free. Get a coupon for a 6.5-pound bag free. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
Tonight on NBC, the deal or no deal phenomenon continues. And now it's here to stay every Monday. Then, the deal keeps getting better with an all-new apprentice on its new night. Trump's best candidates yet, with an international flair.
I crushed them like nobody ever did.
Then, an all-new medium. Emmy winner Patricia Arquette is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary gift.
You're looking for the wrong man.
NBC Mondays, all new tonight.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 60, partly sunny skies. What did I say, 60? No, I'm off by 9 degrees. High today, 69. Could get as high as 70, 71. Partly sunny today, too. It's going to be a really nice day outside. All right, it's going to take me a couple of seconds to set this up. Check this out. I found this on Joshua Micah Marshall's talking points, and so I just decided to look into it a little bit closer because I've always wondered about this. I mean, George W. Bush constantly appears with the troops at his back, and the Republicans are really, really, hot on doing this. And there was a Robert Novak column dated back in February, I believe it was, February 11th, the week of February the 11th, 2006, that said, and let me quote a little bit from it, the Bush administration is going directly to the public with its war message. Raul Damas, associate editor of political affairs at the White House, has been on the phone directly to Republican County Chairman to arrange local speeches by active duty military personnel to talk about their experiences in Iraq. To some Republican members, this unusual venture connotes a desire to go directly to the people to sell the president's position without having to deal with members of Congress. Now, you know, there's a law, there's a law and a regulation that service personnel cannot engage in political activities in uniform. And let me read you a little bit about that. This comes from a directive from the Department of Defense. It's 1344.10 from August 2nd, 2004. And it's under E3.4. Political activities not expressly permitted or prohibited. Some activities not expressly prohibited may be contrary to the spirit and intent of Section 4 of this directive or Section E3.3 of this enclosure. In determining whether an activity violates the traditional concept that service members should not engage in partisan political activity. Rules of reason and common sense shall apply. An activity that may be viewed as associating the Department of Defense or the Department of Homeland Security, in the case of the Coast Guard or any other component of these departments, directly or indirectly, with a partisan political activity, shall be avoided. Now, go to Marilyn Musgrave. As Joshua Michael Marshall points out, in an article originally published March 4th, 2006, in the Coloradoan, if you go look at this, it says, political huddle to refine message, GOP looks to filling promises on budget values. And here's Marilyn Musgrave introducing a Marine Sergeant Brandon Forsyth on Friday during the Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. Now, is this politicizing the troops? Bringing somebody like this guy, this Marine Sergeant, to a GOP gathering while he's in uniform. Is it politicizing the troops to have them stand there in uniform behind George W. Bush when George W. Bush basically is giving a policy speech about Iraq? That they're taking these men and women and they're using them as props. Now, in this case, with Marine Sergeant Brandon Forsyth, he's probably, you know, a Republican. He's probably a member of the GOP and was probably honored to be there. And I don't see why they wouldn't be honored to have him. But the thing is this in violation of the rules of showing up at a partisan event in uniform? Yes or no? And this is what Marilyn Musgrave did. And it's against the Defense Department directives. Now, I'm not advocating anybody file a complaint, but what I am advocating here is that we just look at the situation and examine it, and whether you feel that it's against the law. And maybe there's some of you listening who are former service personnel, and maybe you want to comment on this. Maybe you want to talk about it. The directive does not preclude participation in local nonpartisan political campaigns, initiatives, or referendums. So you know what? If it's nonpartisan, it's fine. But a member taking part in a local nonpartisan political activity, however, shall not wear a uniform or use any government property or facilities while participating, allow such participation to interfere with or prejudice the member's performance of military duties, engage in conduct that in any way may imply that the department concerned or any component of such department has taken an official position on or is otherwise involved in the local political campaign or issue. So if you have like a Lincoln Day dinner or a Jefferson Day dinner or you know whatever it is and you show up and you've got somebody in medical uniform and you introduce the medical, what's wrong with it? You show up and you have somebody in a armed services uniform and you introduce them, I mean, is that breaking the law? From what I've read here to you. 303-713-7600. I've got three open lines. And I want to know because Republicans, I guess, are starting to do this. That they're politicizing the troops. And I've often objected to the fact that George W. Bush appears as the quote-unquote commander-in-chief in front of the armed forces and then gives a foreign policy speech. You know, talks about Iraq, which is a foreign policy issue. Instead of, for instance, showing up in front of the troops and, say, honoring them for their work. I mean, that's always bothered me. It's always bothered me that this guy does it. Now, is it right or is it wrong? You know, is what Marilyn Musgrave did, which was to accompany this guy, this Marine sergeant, to this banquet, is it the right thing or is it the wrong thing to do? According to what I've read you. You have to make the decision. 303-713-7600. I got two open lines. And just tell me what you think it is. Maybe you think it's okay. And that's all right, too, if you believe that it's all right. But to me, it's politicizing the troops. Because, you know, a Lincoln Day dinner is a political event. And it's politicizing the uniform. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on.
Morning, Jake.
Hey, John, what do you think?
Well, I can speak from a little experience. I am retired military, four active duty, 16 in the Colorado Air National Guard.
Mm.
When I was on active duty, the rules are not that much different in the Guard either. There's a liaison officer. It's an information officer that's assigned to every military base and organization. They are the liaison to talk to the public media. As an airman, a sergeant, or a soldier or a Marine, you're subject to, punitive disciplinary action if you, you know, just off the top of your head, go off and say something to the media. You know, back in the 60s, they used to watch the riots or the, well, they were not always riots, but the protests, the riots, of course, you know, some of those did happen, but the protests and stuff, they would send people out to look, you know, for people in military uniforms or even military ties, even if they weren't in a military uniform. So, you know, the rules have always been, you know, pretty steadfast. So really, Marilyn Musgrave, you know, it is politicizing. And I think it would be illegal. I find it interesting that, you know, you see quite a bit of it, not just here, but with the president, and that question's never come up before. Anyway,
all right, well, if the president speaks in front of the troops but goes into a foreign policy speech, is he politicizing the troops, or is he free to do that as commander-in-chief?
Well, probably in that sense, legally, he can, you know, go to a military base and can use them back behind them. But that is a prop, and that is using the troops. Most of them, although many, well, I can't speak for all of them, you know, many will feel very pleased to be there and be part of the event. Most true soldiers, Marines, you know, professionals are not interested in the political side of the story. They're interested in the person on the right, left, front, and back. And politics doesn't really, you know, there's military politics and there's civilian politics. And really, the two don't mix at the ranks. I mean, you know, out of the ranks, you know, for the common guy that's, you know, eating the dirt.
All right, pal. Hey, John, thank you for your service and thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem. I enjoyed it.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is it wrong for politicians to appear or to use troops when they give speeches or when they go to gatherings, such as Marilyn Musgrave did at this Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner, where she showed up and introduced this Marine sergeant? Was this Marine sergeant, according to the rules, was he being politicized wearing that uniform? And then, of course, you got the argument about George W. Bush being the commander-in-chief, even if he does go off on a rant about foreign policy and about Iraq. But is that also politicizing the troops? 303-713-7600, three open lines, 731, 29 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a new problem for the drive. It's a rollover accident on the ramp from Parker Road onto E-470. Two lanes are still blocked with this one. You can sneak by on the left shoulder, but expect some heavy jams in the area. South on I-25, now running heavy from 104th into downtown. We're stacking up in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex and south of the Tech Center. Have a car fire. South on I-25 after Castle Pines Parkway. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, expect the usual delays. Eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan on over and checking out Boulder Streets. Things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are loaded up, and a turnpike. A little sluggish Denverbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse. Same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood. Still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com. 720-963-8408.
Monthly payments until October. Hurry. Offer ends March 31st. For well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial, excludes SRT8.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
7:33, 33 minutes past the hour on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. And hey, did you know that nearly 100% of Superior Carpet Care's customers have them back to clean their carpets and air ducts again and again? And that's an incredible endorsement from many satisfied customers. It's simple. When Superior cleans your carpet, it stays cleaner longer. Spots don't reappear. And now, you know what? I mean, you just notice the difference 100%. And you know that you're getting a great value. And they clean your air ducts, too. They do it right. And Mary and I know because we've used Superior a number of times. They offer the best value, too. Superior Carpet Care will clean, check this out, three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right, just $125. to clean three rooms and a hallway. So no matter who you've used before, call Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see the difference in your carpet and breathe the difference in your home, and you'll always have them back. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets and air ducts clean, take my recommendation, take Mary's recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime, 720-529-5442, or look at my work and list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. 735, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock, or 35 minutes past the hour, however you want to look at it. Hi today, 69, partly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Talking about the political, you know, I can never say that word correctly. I said it a couple of minutes ago, but now I can't seem to do it again. But taking the, you know, troops and using them as political props, and then also getting them involved in political situations, such as if you live, you know, in Marilyn Musgrave's district, or you live in the Fort Collins area, I guess it is, where the Coloradoan is, this picture of her on the front of this March 4th article. Marilyn Musgrave introduces a Marine Sergeant Brandon Forsythe on Friday during the Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. All right, here's a guy who's in uniform, shows up at a partisan political event, according to a Defense Department directive, they're not supposed to be doing that. But it's the idea of taking the troops and injecting them into the political discussion. George W. Bush can do it because he's commander-in-chief. But does that make it right? The fact that George W. Bush shows up and pushes his, foreign policy, his, his war on terror stuff that he does, and that he's got all of these, troops behind him, to use, and what are they basically doing there? They're basically props, because this is a guy who, because he's so unpopular, can't appear in front of an everyday unscreened audience, because he's probably going to get grief when you're sitting and your public opinion poll is down there like at 34%. And I know I brought this up on the show before, and I'll bring it up again. If you go back and look at Lyndon Johnson during the Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson had to do the same thing. Although he would give speeches, but he would appear a lot of times for photo ops at military bases because when he would try to appear in public, there was such intense pressure on him because of the Vietnam War that all kinds of protesters would show up and would give him a hard time. And so it's the whole idea of taking the troops and politicizing them. There, see, I got the word out. Whether it's George W. Bush, the President of the United States, standing up there, quote-unquote, you know, giving a speech about the war on terror, or, Marilyn Musgrave showing up at a county GOP Lincoln Day dinner with a sergeant who is in uniform at a political event when the directive that I read you, part of the directive here, says you're not supposed to be doing that. I can't remember back, and maybe some of you can remember back, I can't remember back to the 2004 campaign as to whether George W. Bush did this when he was running again for re-election, whether he appeared in front of the troops. I can't remember whether he did that or he didn't. You know, I'm inclined to say that he didn't, but I can't remember every appearance that he ever made, and maybe some of you remember him doing it. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and, get off your half-moons and get plugged in, and let's talk about this, about whether you think that this is a good or a bad thing. And I'm not advocating that, you know, for instance, that this sergeant who went to the GOP Lincoln Day dinner get into trouble for doing it. But this whole idea that the Republican Party is going to turn around and associate with the military in order to make their case that, you know, they're the party of strength and security, when it seems to me that really they're the party, of bumbling. And the White House is this is the presidency of bumbling, vis-a-vis Katrina, what we saw last week with the videos, not being able to prevent 9/11 when there was that presidential briefing memo, which doesn't get talked about a lot anymore. You know, this whole thing about bin Laden determining to attack, and we've never really had a good investigation into that and when the White House got that information and what the White House decided to do with it. I would question any Republican on both of those fronts about taking care of you and I in a pinch. And about Homeland Security. Now there's a story out today that the guards that guard many of the offices that are in charge of, say, you know, Homeland Security, that the guards that they're supposed to secure these offices are poorly trained. And that they themselves, these offices themselves, are a security risk. So, I wonder about this administration's credentials on this subject. Three lines open, though, at 303-713-7600 about using the troops. Should the troops just be left out of the political process? See, I think they should. And I don't think either party ought to do it. And, it's ridiculous. And do we have a little bit of audio of Bush using the troops as a prop? Yeah, we do have that. Let's run that, Turk.
Master Sergeant Lombardo, when you're talking about the president coming to see you in New York, take a little breath before that so you can actually be talking directly to him.
Remember that, Allison Barber? Remember that when they were prepping up those troops on the appearance? They were stage managing them? Would that qualify? We got one more. Here, listen to this.
All right, but if he gives us a question that's not something that we've scripted, Captain Kennedy, you're going to have that mic, and that's your chance to impress us all.
I mean, I don't know. Don't you find that disgusting? I find it to be disgusting. I really do. Here's Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I feel that when, you know, a military personnel puts on the uniform, they're representing our country and they're representing other military personnel. And they need to realize that when they're, you know, in front of an audience or something, that it needs to be at a place where everyone can participate. And I really don't think I could just go down and walk into a GOP event and, you know, participate and see what his perspective is. And that's where I kind of come from, is, you know, I don't really have an issue with, you know, the soldiers, you know, saying where they're coming, you know, politically, but at least have it in a venue where everyone can participate. And that, obviously, I don't think was the situation with this sergeant.
Well, I think you're right. And I think the thing here is, you know, as Commander-in-Chief, Bush can pull it off. Never mind the fact that I think that it's cheap theatrics and I think that it's wrong. But, I mean, he can do it legally under the law. But there's some question about Marilyn Musgrave doing it under the directive that I read you from the Defense Department, that stuff's not supposed to be going on. And, you know, neither political party here has a monopoly on the troops, and to take them to political events, which is, you know, come on, that's what the Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner is. It's a political event.
Well,
wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I heard Bill Winter talk this weekend again, and he brings up a really good point about when you're out there, you know, you're serving your country, all you care about is getting back to your loved ones. I mean, you really don't care that much about politics. And the worst thing a government can do is break a promise when it says you're going to see your family on this day. And that's what's happened in Iraq. And that's what's really sad with Marilyn Musgrave using this sergeant, is there's been no oversight, and her included, on what's going over there in Iraq. There's just rubber stamping whatever's going on, and they're not really holding, you know, the military leadership responsible for the decisions they make over there.
You know, wouldn't you love to ask this poll question? Wouldn't you love to ask this and see how it would turn out? Who's more closely allied with the military, the Democrats or the Republicans? What do you think most people would answer?
Personally, I think that's kind of a loaded question. I don't really care. I care who's looking out for the troops and who's going to do the best thing for the troops, regardless of who it helps.
Well, obviously, the answer to that question would be the Democrats, but if you ask the public at large who's more closely allied, who do you think they would answer?
Well,
probably Republicans, because what do? Republicans use them as props.
Well, that's really sad, and I think they should, instead of worrying about which, you know, how they can use the troops to look good, why don't they actually do the hard work and look out for the troops and make sure they can get home to their family and make sure that things that are going on over there in Iraq are done right. And they aren't. They don't want to do the hard work. Instead, they want to do the easy work of just standing, you know, finding some partisan sergeant to stand next to them. And that's cute and all, but, I mean, it doesn't get the job done.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree with what you're saying. Marshall, thank you, man. Great call as always. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze Wayne in Denver in here. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
I've got a real quick thought. As far as Bush is concerned, I think technically it's probably not a partisan event because he's not in there saying vote for the Republicans, vote for, tell your congressman to vote to approve our plan. But as far as Musgrave is concerned, it's obvious. It's partisan. It's a GOP event. She's trying to get herself elected or get popularity or whatever. So I think it's pretty clear on both of those points. And I think it's wrong on both of them.
Except for one thing about Bush. I just thought about this.
Okay.
I remember distinctly here a couple of months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, the Bush was standing in front of the troops and he was speaking about Iraq, and he took off on a partisan attack against Democrats with troops sitting behind him. That's wrong.
That's wrong, and that's against the rule. I don't think there's any doubt of it. I think that thing about setting him up with the canned questions is so ridiculous and so wrong and so improper that it ought to be prohibited. But as far as partisan, I don't think it's really under the rule. So that's just my take on things. I know there's room for disagreement. I think it's wrong either way because they're using them for props, like you say. They're using them for propaganda.
Yeah.
And, hey, I think it's wrong, but under that rule, they probably get away with it.
Yeah. You know what, Wayne? I think you're right, too. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the GOP and their fetish for using the military as props, and also this rule that uniformed personnel are not supposed to show up, really, and participate in political events, yet Marilyn Musgrave thought it was okay to introduce a Marine sergeant at the Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. You think that's the right thing for military to be doing, to be showing up at partisan events? Three lines open at 303-71.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends March 31st.
Ed Schultz.
A couple months ago, you said if somebody comes up with $5 million, you will make a run for the presidency.
No, that was $500, but let's start with $5. How you doing?
I just bought my lottery ticket here in Ohio. If I go ahead and win, it's coming right off the top to start your campaign, pal.
The Ed Schultz Show. Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
Thank you and everybody else in Progressive that we listen to.
On AM 760, Progressive Time.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh-baked power bagel? Unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect. And don't wait till the night before the test. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
You know, I'm a busy gal who likes to travel a lot, so I'm not about to pass up a great deal. Thank goodness for Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels. You'll earn double stamps toward free nights with the Easy Choice Rewards program. And soon, the free nights are adding up faster than your husband can ask, "Honey, where are my keys?" Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn two stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. It's 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today is 69. Partly sunny skies on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The GOP using the military as a prop. We're talking about Marilyn Musgrave introducing a Marine sergeant. On Friday, during the Larimer County GOP Lincoln Day dinner, there was a picture of this in a column by Lindsay Renick Mayer at the Coloradoan. It says politicians huddle to refine message. There's a law that says some activities not expressly prohibited may be contrary to the spirit and intent of Section 4 of this directive, Section E3.3. This enclosure in determining whether an activity violates the traditional concept that service members should not engage in partisan political activity, rules of reason, and common sense shall apply. Any activity that may be viewed as associating the Department of Defense or the Department of Homeland Security, in the case of the Coast Guard or any component of these departments, directly or indirectly, with partisan political activity shall be avoided. And then it goes on to talk about some of the things. It says, a member taking part in a nonpartisan political activity, however, shall not wear a uniform or use any government property or facilities while participating. Allow such participation to interfere with or prejudice the member of a performance of military duties. Engage in the conduct that in any way may imply that the department concerned or any component of such department has taken an official position on or otherwise involved in the local political campaign or issue. So, does that violate the rules, what Marilyn Musgrave has done here? And also just the general topic of George W. Bush using the troops as a prop. Let's go to Kurt in Boulder. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Jay, I was a Vietnam veteran. I was in Vietnam from 68 to 69. I was the same place John Kerry was at the same time in the Delta. And when I came back, I was at Fort Carson, and with another friend, we published an anti-war newspaper and got involved in all that stuff. And, you know, in the movie Forrest Gump, where he gives that speech, you know, he's in Washington, and he gets he ends up on the podium in uniform and gives that speech to the anti-war rally. Well, I actually gave that speech, but I didn't wear my uniform. I was invited months in advance to do that because we were publishing the anti-war paper. And there was a big section of our anti-war group that lobbied really hard to get me to wear the uniform when I gave that speech. Mm. And I refused because I didn't want to go to jail. I didn't want to get in the stockade and give those guys a shot at me. You know, so we could do just about anything we wanted as long as we didn't use the uniform. You know, as long as we didn't wear the uniform.
Well,
you know,
wouldn't that be the same thing as if you worked for a company? You know, you wouldn't go to a vet and to like take a company vehicle, because that would imply that the company, you know, is affiliated or approves of the partisan political event, right?
Yeah, that's very true. But let me tell you one thing. The night before I gave that speech, they had a lot of press conferences and things like that, and we were in Washington, D.C., and a reporter from Pravda came over and said, hey, I want to interview you. You know, you anti-war GIs are big news in Russia.
Mm.
And I went, really, are we? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, could we do this in Russia? Could I do this in Russia? He goes, oh, absolutely not. And I said, well, that's what makes us better than you. Print that. And that's all I had to say to the guy. You know, and I was court-martialed twice for my activities back here on trumped-up charges that had nothing to do with anti-war activity. But when we would be prepared to go to a demonstration or something down in Colorado Springs, they would find reasons to illegally hold us in the unit and things like that. So it was war between the guys who came back and were opposed to the military and the Army in that respect, because we were trying to exercise the rights we just fought for. You know, and I don't see anything wrong with that. If a soldier comes back, you know, they should be able to speak out against it. But what gets me is, without a draft, you know, you've got all these professional soldiers who have to risk their career to speak out, you know, so they're like handicapped in that respect. You know, when we had the draft in Vietnam, you could come back, you weren't in any longer.
Right.
I was still in because I took an extra year for Armed Forces Radio and
journalism. Well, do you think that this is right to, for instance, to what Marilyn Musgrave did, which was to, you know, basically take this sergeant and introduce him at a partisan political event while he's got his uniform on?
It disgusts me because she's the same person who's voting to cut their benefits, and that just rankles me to the absolute core. It does. You know, the way the Republicans and the neocons treat the troops, you know, it's like where they're token, you know, like, hey, we'll tell you what the troops want. You know, it's just like I heard a counterpart of yours on another station say, well, you know, the Democrats want to get out, but the troops want to stay. Let me tell you one thing. A soldier in a combat zone wants to come home. And if they're not there fighting for a real reason, that makes it all the more important for them to come home.
And how about this? How about the idea that, you know, as I was talking to Marshall about this, that if you ran a poll and you ask which of the troops more closely allied with Republicans or Democrats, I bet you the majority of the poll respondents would say, if you, you know, like took 1,035 adults, I bet you they would say the Republicans, because the Republicans use them as props continuously.
Well, you know, I got to agree with you on that. I mean, like, look what Bush did, landed on the aircraft carrier. If that's not using the military for a prop and a photo op, that's just it just galls me to the nth degree. You know, I just couldn't be any more angry about the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, it ought to be, you know what, it ought to definitely be against the law. And I would love to get a ruling as to whether Marilyn Musgrave at that dinner broke the law or not, bringing that guy. And whether that guy broke the law, showing up in his uniform. And somebody ought to stand up and say something about George W. Bush continuously appearing behind the troops. Okay, maybe as commander-in-chief he can get away with it. But you know something? It's wrong to take those troops and use them as props.
Yeah, especially when you do what he did, and you went to Alabama and worked on a friend's campaign while John Kerry actually fought over there.
Yeah, but I agree. Hey, Kurt, thanks for your service to the country. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we're gonna talk about the Arapaho worker who hits trouble with an English sign. I got a feeling, and I've been holding this story since Friday, I got a feeling that you and I are not going to agree with this guy, but let's see if we're all in favor of standing up for his right to speak his mind. That's coming up next year on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Located in the historic Bauer Building, the Victory American Grill and Bar is the perfect place to watch the big game, have a laid-back dinner, or even rent out their spacious banquet rooms for events. A full-scale bar with an eclectic menu featuring everything from Maryland crab cakes to Angus steak cut to order to a large selection of sirloin burgers, scratch-made desserts, and much more. A family-owned addition to the Sam's No. 3 restaurants, open daily at 11 a.m., Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party-hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Is AM 760 progressive to
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. In court in Alexandria, Virginia, at this hour, the only person ever charged in this country in connection with the 9/11 attacks. The jury that could give self-proclaimed terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui the death penalty should be hearing opening arguments in a few hours. Sally Reaganhard and others who lost loved ones that day will be watching on closed-circuit television in five cities.
Our loved ones disappeared from the face of the earth. We need to really see the type of person who was willing to do that.
Moussaoui denies any role in the attacks on New York and Washington. The agency that's in charge of preventing another 9/11 is reportedly having trouble securing its own building, CBS's Peter Mayer explains.
Some private guards at the Homeland Security Department point to holes in protections at the Washington headquarters of the very agencies charged with safeguarding the country from terrorism and other threats. The guards list poor training and lack security. The Associated Press says the guards have problems with communications equipment and other gear. The private guard company rejects the accusations. Homeland Security says its next contract with the company will include new standards. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
At a meeting in Vienna on Iran's nuclear program, the UN's top nuclear watchdog said a deal that would avoid Security Council action is still possible. Mohammed El-Baradei.
Confrontation could be counterproductive. It would not provide us with a durable solution.
In a Washington speech yesterday, UN Ambassador John Bolton warned that Iran is conducting a relentless drive to get nuclear weapons. Here in New York, police are questioning a potential suspect in the brutal murder of a 24-year-old graduate student from Boston. WCBS Radio's Sean Adams has that.
Is a muscle-bound bouncer the killer? Detectives are questioning 41-year-old ex-con Darryl Littlejohn. The man who works security at the Falls Bar was reportedly seen leaving the trendy hotspot with Emet Sangian around 4 a.m. on February 25th. Cell phone records reportedly place him in Brooklyn a couple of hours later. The young grad student had been raped, tortured, and suffocated. Her body rolled up in a cheap blanket and dumped in East New York.
In Pleasantville, New York, the Secret Service questioned two Pace University students who heckled former President Clinton during his speech yesterday. Laws that require parental notification before a teenage girl can get an abortion are controversial, but a New York Times analysis shows they have little impact on teenage abortion rates. Tennessee, the rate went down when the law was suspended and up again when it was reinstated. An Oscar night upset. Crash, a film about racial tensions in Los Angeles, beat heavily favored Brokeback Mountain for Best Picture. Top acting honors went to Philip Seymour Hoffman for Capote and Walk the Line's Reese Witherspoon. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials down about a point, NASDAQ up 2 points. This is CBS News.
What? Come on.
Mammoth Car Insurance Company.
Yes, I was just on your website
for
trying
a quote,
to...
Please visit us online
On Progressive Direct's website, you can talk to a person, not a recording. When you're getting a car insurance quote at Progressive.com, you can click on the Talk to Me button, and we'll call you right then to help finish your quote or answer your questions. So get a quote the easy way at Progressive.com. Available. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Healthcare Insurance Company and its affiliates, Smithfield Village, Ohio.
You're now seeing live pictures of a Luna Madre.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as...
A generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477.
Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Always a zone with this rollover on the Ramford Park Road to eastbound E-470. One lane has opened up. You can sneak by in the left lane, but that accident's still off to the shoulder. That's up on I-25. It's heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. South of the Tech Center, have this car fire working. It's up on I-25 after Castle Pines Parkway. Northbounders loaded up coming out of the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, expect the usual delays eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan on over. Now around town, we're loaded up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike bunches up eastbound from Federal to Pecos and onto the forecast. A nice one today with highs right around 72. We're at 37 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan Learning Center will provide your child confidence to excel in school. Guaranteed. Give your...
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Havana, that's the southwest corner of Havana and Jewel. And breakfast for only $7.60 from 6 until 10 for anybody who comes by and is an AM 760 listener. So if you want to watch this show done live, come at your own risk. No, we'll have a good time. So come on by and say hello. And that's coming up this Friday between 6 and 10 in the morning at Dimitri's in Aurora, 911 South Havana. That's the southwest corner of Havana and Jewel. Does it seem like I don't have my act together this morning? Well, you know what? It's Monday. And who has their act together on Monday morning? I certainly don't have my act together on Monday morning. I don't know about you. All right. This guy's position is, and maybe you saw this in the newspaper because the story ran on March the 3rd. It's just that we had too much stuff going on Friday, both with the Jay Benish story and the ports deal. And there's developments in the ports deal, too, which I'll give you some of that after 9 o'clock. Supporters of the ports deal may have found a way around all of our anger, or at least they think they have. And we'll get into that after 9 o'clock. We're also going to talk to Karen Meredith, who is a Gold Star Families for Peace mother. She lost her son, Ken, in Najaf, Iraq, by a small arms fire on May the 30th of 2004. But check this story out. This is also Channel 4 had this as well, the Rocky Mountain News had it as well. Mike Gray, and I'm going to quote from the story here a little bit. Mike Gray drives a truck to his job at Arapahoe County's Road and Bridge Department with a sign that reads, "Lawn Services Done with Pride by an English-speaking American." And he sometimes wears a cap that says U.S. Border Patrol. It's enough to get Gray in hot water with his bosses. Arapahoe County has ordered him to stop wearing the cap and to cover up the sign when he's at work or else lose his job of 16 years. Some of your conduct is reprehensible and discriminatory to our non-English-speaking and or Hispanic workforce, said his supervisor, who wrote this in a November 10th, 2005 disciplinary letter. Andrea Reiser, a spokesperson for Arapahoe County, declined to answer questions, saying the matter was a personnel issue. Gray's problem began last spring. The heavy equipment operator owns a lawn business on the side. He routinely drove to work in his pickup, towing a trailer he uses to carry his lawn mowing equipment. On the side of the trailer, Gray attached a sign that reads, "Lawn Services Done with Pride by English-speaking American." The sign gives Gray's phone number, and the lettering is over a background of a U.S. flag. There are a lot of people in the lawn service that are non-English-speaking, Gray said. Customers and different people were telling me that they have a hard time trying to communicate with them about the work they had wanted done in their yards. I just want to let people know that they can at least communicate with me when I do their work on their property. Gray said the U.S. Border Patrol cap was a gift from his son. He believes that his First Amendment rights are at stake. I got a new supervisor. He's politically correct. He's a bleeding heart liberal, Gray said. I believe in what I'm doing. I got to stand up for what I believe in, and I don't think I'm doing a thing wrong. Of course, I don't want to lose my job, but I can't back down for something I believe in. Like I say, they're just chipping away at our rights and our freedoms. In response to the county's letter, Gray stopped wearing his Border Patrol cap to work and partially covers his business sign at work so that the U.S. flag and the words "English-speaking American" are the only things visible. The county says that's enough, but it's as far as Gray is willing to go. Why do any Americans do such a thing as cover up the American flag and something that says you're an American? It's beyond me that anyone could expect me to do that, he said. Gray has hired attorney David Lane, who plans to file an injunction to allow Gray to resume wearing his hat on the job and full display of his sign. What is of concern to me is whether the government of Arapahoe County is violating his constitutional rights under the First Amendment. All right, should this guy be allowed to have this on the side of his truck and park it? You know, at his job at Arapahoe County? Or if you were working there, would you object to this? Do you think Arapahoe County is right in telling him that, that it's reprehensible and discriminatory to our non-English-speaking and or Hispanic workforce? I mean, that's what his supervisor said. Some of your conduct is reprehensible and discriminatory to our non-English-speaking or Hispanic workforce. Do you agree with this? Do you agree he ought to be prohibited from having the sign on the side of his truck and wearing his Border Patrol hat? Or do you think Arapahoe County is right? 303-713-7600. I've got three open lines. Now, you know what? I think he ought to be able to do it. But then again, I take the First Amendment pretty seriously, and I support the First Amendment, I support the Bill of Rights, and I support the Constitution. I think you ought to be able to do it. And words, you know, are in a lot of cases are not weapons. I mean, we're not talking about bringing a gun to work. We're not talking about we're not talking about a lot of these things. I mean, what we're talking about is a guy who's got a sign on his truck, which he owns, and you know, he's going to drive it to work. I mean, what is the deal here that he can't have it? I mean, I don't see. I just don't think it's right. And let me tell you something. I have had people successfully argue with me that an employer has a right to tell an employee in the private sector what they can and cannot say at work. We see that all the time. And about, you know, they can say, hey, you can't bring political, you know, buttons and political slogans and all of that stuff into work. And because it's a private sector, I mean, you have to abide by it. I mean, you can make a case that, and I've had people make this case to me, although it's been years since people have made it to me, but that your employer has a right to dictate your behavior and what you do and do not do at work. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's right. Now, they can't order you to do something illegal. That they can't do. But they could tell you, listen, you and a coworker keep getting into an argument over whether George W. Bush is a good president or not. Okay, I want that stuff knocked off. We're here to do work. That's not part of the job. Stop discussing it. Well, what are you going to do? Does the First Amendment apply in the private sector? But what we're talking about here is we're talking about working for the county. That's number one. And number two, this guy's not going around and he's not going up to Hispanic-speaking people working there and saying, listen, are you an American or aren't you, and why don't you speak English? I mean, he's not doing that. He simply has a sign on the side of his truck. See, I really believe in politically offensive speech. I really do. I think it's one of the great things about this country, that people can engage in politically offensive speech. You have the right and I have the right to raise our hand and go, wait a minute, we disagree with you. And we have the right to defend our positions. Or you have your right to defend your position against me, and I have my right to defend my position against you. But to uniformly turn around and tell people, well, you know what, you can't say that. You can't have that sign. You can't have that at the workplace. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. Unless you can prove that it's distracting from work. And having a sign on the side of a truck is not distracting from work. And offending people by having signage. I mean, saying objectionable things is not a crime. It really isn't. I mean, yelling fire in a crowded theater, that old thing. I mean, that thing operates because what ends up happening is you demonstrate that people can be injured by that. So I think the guy should be able to have it. Even if I don't agree with it, I think he should be able to have it. Maybe you disagree with it. 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear, what you think about it. Whether you agree or disagree. And maybe I may be taking, an unpopular position here. It's just like the employees that he works with. Why couldn't they have signs on the side of their trucks that say, I'm Hispanic and proud? What's wrong with that? Or this work done by a genuine 100% Mexican labor. What's wrong with that idea? Or yard work done. Say habla español or whatever. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. 816.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last.
Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
To make your buying experience a good one. So, you know what? If you're looking to buy a late model clean used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV, Rockies is looking for you. I mean, they're the place to go. And their customer appreciation days are still going on. So check them out. You can look at them at the internet before you ever go out there, rockiesautos.com. Do it in the comfort of your office or your home. Check the selection, see if there's something you like. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Then you know what you do. You get in touch with Rockies and get out there and get the vehicle. It works as simple as that. But once again, you know, going back to what I said in the beginning, I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And Mary and I have just bought, and this makes, I think, car number six or seven that we have bought from Rockies. And Mary's just thrilled with it. You know, it's her car. She drives it around. And she is absolutely thrilled with it. And you can be thrilled with your purchase, too. Rockies Autos, home of the cleanest, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. In all of Colorado. Rockies Autos. Check them out at 63rd and Federal.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I know smoking is dangerous, and I've decided to quit.
Last night, Allison went to philipmorrisusa.com.
Quitting won't be easy. Not for me, but I feel good that I've taken that first step.
If you're a smoker who's decided to quit, Quit Assist is an online resource that provides links to the information, advice, and support you're looking for. Find out more. Visit philipmorrisusa.com.
Tonight on NBC, the deal or no deal phenomenon continues. And now it's here to stay every Monday. Then, the deal keeps getting better with an all-new apprentice on its new night. Trump's best candidates yet, with an international flair.
I crushed them like nobody ever did.
Then, an all-new medium. Emmy winner Patricia Arquette is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary gift.
You're looking for the wrong man.
NBC Monday's all-new tonight.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, looks like there's going to be a number of people here on the lines who don't agree with me, but that's okay. You know, that's what it's all about. 821, 21 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, properly medicated and ready for telephone action. High today, 69. Can you believe that? Under partly sunny skies, and it looks beautiful out there this morning so far. We're talking about the Arapaho worker who hits trouble with an English sign. This guy's name is Mike Gray, I'm sorry. And he's got a sign on the on his trailer that's hitched to his truck that says, "Lawn service is done with pride by English-speaking American." And he sometimes wears a cap that says U.S. Border Patrol. And what's ended up happening is he's gotten in trouble with Arapaho County. And he's been there 16 years, too, by the way. Okay, let's go to the phones, and we go to Peggy at DTC. Peggy, hi, you're on AM 7. Well, if I can get this, you know, this line has got, we got to get this repaired. Peg, there, I think I got you now.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Peg, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I agree with free speech. I agree that the man, if the man's vehicle is a private vehicle, he can put on it whatever he wants. What I disagree with you on is that while you're during work hours, if you are wearing a uniform that your employer wants you to wear, then wear it. But if your uniform does not include hat wear, then him wearing a Border Patrol hat implies he has some association with the Immigration Bureau or the Border Patrol, and that could be against the law. I'm not certain, but I do know that if I were to drive around, and we've had instances here where women have been stopped or men have been stopped by fake policemen. Their cars and their hats and their clothing are all decked out like policemen. That's just wrong. It gives the implication, the wrong implication, that you're a member of that entity, that government entity.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with what you're saying there, but do you think that that's the issue, or do you think that... Do you think the issue is that the Border Patrol hat is somehow offensive to Hispanic workers?
Not if they're here legally.
So they shouldn't have it.
Legally, there should be no offense in a Border Patrol hat. If they're here illegally, then Arapaho County should have done a better check.
Because, you know, you see people all the time walking. I mean, I've got hats at home from the Chicago Police Department, from all kinds of organizations.
A lot of people do that, and that's okay. I have a friend who has a complete Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman outfit, and he's gorgeous in it. Unfortunately, he's not married to me.
Yeah, but he wouldn't pull you over on I-25 wearing that, would he?
No, but that's my point, is you don't wear the official accoutrements of another agency during your work hours if you don't work for that agency.
All right, fair enough. So you find a little bit of trouble with the hat, but no problem with the sign on the trailer.
Absolutely none.
All right, Peg. Thanks.
I think the Spanish people should take pride in what they do, too.
Yeah, I agree. Peggy, thanks. Appreciate you calling in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, you got this one dead on. We spend so much time in the society worrying about things that may or may not be offensive. When you really think about what this guy's done, he hasn't even said anything racist. He said English-speaking Americans. Those people could vary. I have a number of Hispanic heritage friends who were born in this country and speak English just fine. He's using it as a selling point. Am I going to defend the guy's way of thinking or using that as a selling point as a business? Not necessarily, but, you know, I'm borderline offended every time I see a Bush-Cheney bumper sticker, but that doesn't mean the person doesn't have a right to put it there.
Yeah, you know something? It's funny you should bring this up because I saw a guy just Friday on the way home, and I thought to myself, how could you leave this on your car with the way things are going in this country? But he had a W there, and you want to know something? I was like, oh my God. And then I thought, well, I'm just going to have to go out and get one of those little stickers with a W and a bar through it.
Exactly. We you know, I would hate to be told that, I just pulled into my parking lot at work, and I've got progressive stickers on my car. I've got an AM 760 sticker on my car. I would hate to have my boss or my landlord come out and say, you know, that really kind of bothers people. You need to remove it. You know, if you cross the line and he's making racial slurs directly at individuals, or even if that sign were a racial slur in and of itself, perhaps that's a different issue. But all he's saying is, it's my business. If somebody knocks on your door, they can converse with you in the language of our country. Again, I'm not going to defend his way of thinking or necessarily hire him for it. But, boy, I'd hate to. That's a very slippery slope if we begin to go down that.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Take care. All right, let's go to David in Idaho Springs. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Oh, good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
I usually call right-wing radio and give them a hard time.
You know. Well, it's good to have you aboard.
I guess there were a few. I had one sort of snide little remark, which is his employer alleges this could be offensive to non-English speaking people that work there. Well, if they can't speak English, are they going to be able to read it?
You would assume somebody would tell them.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose that could happen.
Sure. Yeah, that's what they would point it out and say, you know, this is what, and then they would, oh, I don't like that. Yeah, I guess that's what they're assuming.
Yeah, and I've worked, you know, my entire life I've worked for different governmental agencies from the federal level down to the local level, and one issue I haven't heard brought up, and most governmental agencies have pretty strict rules about this, which is conducting any business of any kind of a private nature on government property or using government resources. So, for instance, I've done consulting over the years, and even if I were to use my cell phone sitting at my desk on company time, that would be a big violation of the rules.
There's a law, and I can't think of the name of it, and it applies to federal employees about doing politicking on the job or wearing buttons or stickers, and I can't think of the name of the law. But you're right about that. A lot of places have laws against it.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if the supervisor could have resolved this without even bringing the issue of discrimination in, which would be to say, you know, we can't have you park your vehicle on government property, or you can't be on government time driving your vehicle around advertising your private business.
Yeah, but there's no indication that that's what he's doing. There's no indication that he's driving the vehicle on quote-unquote taxpayers' dollars with the sign on it. He's just driving it to work, and I guess he does like lawn work after he gets off. And, I mean, you know, I agree with Dave and Boulder. I mean, you're going down a really slippery slope when you start getting into this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a very far, very, very much on the far left, and so, you know, on First Amendment issues and whatnot, I certainly support a person's right to do that, even if it is offensive to some people. I mean, I think that we need to offend each other on a regular basis.
Well, I think it's I think you're right. It sparks conversation, and we also need to remember that when you're eager to shut down somebody else's First Amendment right, then at some point it can come around and it can then, you know, go after your First Amendment right. It could come around, backfire, and boomerang on you.
Yeah. Well, that was really all I had to say. I really enjoy your show. I listen every morning.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Call again.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, it's really easy to go after somebody's First Amendment rights. I mean, I think we see that, you know, with the whole Jay Benish situation, which we were talking about between 6 and 7. And now you see it with this guy and this sign. I mean, who's going to say, you know, you can't have the sign on your truck and you can't drive the truck to work. You can't have the sign on the trailer. It's hitched to the truck and you can't bring it to work. I mean, to me, the Border Patrol cap is neither here nor there. It's not really a big issue. But the other thing about the sign and this whole idea of stopping, and you know, and stopping the usage of the sign, and the quote in the article, too, by this guy, Mike Gray, about how his supervisor is a liberal. You know, I got news for you, Mike, out there, if you happen to be listening or somebody knows Mike. There are a lot of us liberals who believe in the First Amendment, who believe in the Bill of Rights, and who are members of organizations like the ACLU that support that kind of stuff. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Should the guy be allowed to bring his truck to work, yes or no? 831, 29 minutes in front of 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. And let's get a look at progressive traffic at Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Highways are loaded up this morning. I-25 running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. That's if you're headed southbound. Southbound 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And we're also bunching up eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Now, crews are still investigating a rollover accident on the ramp from Parker Road onto eastbound E-470. One lane is getting by, but it's going to be a slow go. Around town, South Boulder Road, 28th and Broadway, they're busy. The Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Westbounders now seeing some trouble with a crash at Cherryvale. And checking out the forecast.
It's time to play the OrbitsGames.com sweepstakes for a chance to win free travel. Today's contestant is you. Go to OrbitsGames.com and play the newest beach basketball game, Dunkin' Mascots, for a chance to win the grand prize and $5,000 to buy whatever your heart desires. So log on to OrbitsGames.com today and see how easy it is to win.
No purchase necessary. See official rules at OrbitsGames.com.
Tonight on NBC, the Deal or No Deal phenomenon continues. And now it's here to stay every Monday. Then the deal keeps getting better with an all-new apprentice on its new night. Trump's best candidates yet with an international flair.
I crushed them like nobody ever did.
Then an all-new medium. Emmy winner Patricia Arquette is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary gift.
You're looking for the wrong man.
NBC Monday's all new tonight.
Hardee's President's Day Dinner, Saturday, March 18th. For details and reservations, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org.
Coming up on 8:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Actually, I lied. It's coming up on 8:33, which is 27 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, wouldn't you love to discover that there really is a mortgage company that can make a bill consolidating fast and easy? The Mortgage Store guarantees that, and they guarantee low rates that will give you a new low monthly payment. How about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate? They know what it's like when you need money, and you know that it's there but you just can't get your hands on it. At the mortgage store, they can help you get your hands on it, but you need to call them right now. Their trained professionals have experience and are dedicated to getting your loan done no matter what your circumstances have been. They'll be with you throughout the entire process, from the first phone call right to the closing, and that could be as little as 7 days from today. Start saving money right now. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. And don't miss out on these great low rates. How about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed mortgage? I urge you, call today. You know what? It's perfect. If you, whether you have perfect or less than perfect credit, you still ought to call the mortgage store. Call them today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. Why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings. Big vision. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69. Partly sunny skies. Got one line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about this guy who works for Arapahoe County who's having trouble with his English sign. This guy's name is Mike Gray. Drives a truck to his job at Arapahoe County Road and Bridge Department with a sign that reads, Lawn Services Done with Pride by an English-speaking American. And his supervisor got onto him, said that it was reprehensible. Some of your conduct is reprehensible and discriminatory to our non-English-speaking and or Hispanic workforce. This was in a letter he wrote November the 10th, 2005, a disciplinary letter. You know the thing that troubles me about this story even more than this letter is this quote from Mike Gray. I got a new supervisor. He's politically correct, bleeding heart liberal. You know, there are a lot of us, a ton of us, who are progressives and liberals, who honor the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and believe in free speech. Where, you know, where is this idea? You know, we ought to stand up to the right wing and challenge them on this. This is another point. You know, I've been getting into all these things this morning. We ought to challenge them about this point. That nobody believes in free speech more than we do. Nobody believes in the First Amendment to the Constitution more than we do. I mean, that's what the whole Jay Benish flap is over, for God's sakes. Here's Debbie in Evergreen. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a similar situation that ended up being kind of scary. In Evergreen, our postal delivery people use their own vehicles, and they put the postal placards on the side of their cars. And I was in town. It was like around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This postal vehicle happened to be outside of a bar, which, you know, the person may well have been on break or off duty. And I pulled in behind him, and here's a Bush Cheney sticker on the back of his car, and this is prior to the election. And so I had written down the license plate number, and I contacted, I sent an email to, not to Evergreen, because I feel like certainly the Evergreen postal office was well aware of what this person was doing, and so I had sent it to the Postal Service, the Federal Postal Service, and got a response saying, you know, they were checking into his hours, which I don't care about. But I said that, you know, despite what your political affiliation is, you don't drive a United States postal car and have a Bush Cheney sticker on it at the same time. And they said that that was appropriate and accurate, and that he needed to have that the Bush-Cheney sticker covered up while he was delivering mail.
Well, because the Hatch Act restricts the political activity of executive branch employees of the federal government, District of Columbia government, and some state and local government employees who work in connection with federally funded programs. And in 1993, Congress passed legislation that significantly amended the Hatch Act as it applies to federal D.C. employees. But there is that act. There's that Hatch Act, I guess. Then I guess that's what they were saying when they said that it wasn't, that would be wrong for a postal employee to be driving around representing the post office with a Bush-Cheney sticker on their car. You got me here, though. I don't know. Maybe I would complain about that. Maybe that's one of the instances where I would complain.
Because he's representing, the Postal Service. But here's the second part where it became scary. They said they would check into it, that he would have to do this. Well, almost a week later, I got Postal Service, and we live in the mountains, and the person brought the mail up to their house and introduced themselves. And as I was watching and he went back down the driveway, it was him. And so it was kind of like, God. I've never had a postal service person come to my house and introduce themselves. And so...
You never have? I've had tons of postal people introduce themselves to me. Well, people who work in the post office, by and large, are pretty nice people.
Yeah, no, but we live in the mountains. So, he had to come up the driveway, get out of the car, hand me my mail, which has never happened in the 20 years I've lived in Evergreen. And I just felt like it was kind of like, I know it was you, and I know where, it was just a little in-your-face kind of stuff, and it was kind of like, okay, I'll back off. I'm not making this complaint again, because he never did cover up the sticker. It is still on his car, and he still drives around delivering the mail.
I think definitely the post office could make a case about that, but I don't know. I don't know, if I would complain about that or not. I might, but maybe not. Thanks for the call. I'm trying to get this up here. I want to read you the whole thing, and I'm having trouble getting it, but I want to read you the whole thing. My good friend Larry Shannon, who listens to this show online a lot, sends me stuff, and I'm having trouble getting the whole email up that he sent me about the Hatch Act, because I only read like a little bit of it, and I want to read the whole thing. And of course, it applies. It's about federal employees, so it's not necessarily about state, but it might have. But I don't think it has much jurisdiction over state. But let me read a little bit of this. Okay, let me read you about the Hatch Act here. The Hatch Act restricts the political activity of executive branch employees of the federal government, District of Columbia government, and some state and local employees who work in connection with federally funded programs. In 1993, Congress passed legislation that significantly amended the Hatch Act as it applies to federal and D.C. employees. These amendments did not change the provisions that applied to state and local employees. Under the amendments, most federal and D.C. employees are now permitted to take active part in political management and political campaigns. A small group of federal employees are subject to greater restrictions and continue to be prohibited from engaging in partisan political management and partisan political campaigns. All right, so that's the federal, and anybody who takes federal money. So you got to sit and think to yourself, well, all right, somebody's working for your post office, and they were driving their own car, and they had a sticker on the back that said Bush-Cheney. Would you object to that? I'm not so sure that I would take the time to object to it. And I certainly don't think the guy here who's working for Arapahoe County, I don't think that's a bad thing that he has it on there. Even though I don't agree with him, and I'm like the caller from Boulder, I wouldn't defend his behavior. There's no way I would do that. But on the other hand, I don't think I would be upset about it. And I'm also concerned about this idea that only politically correct, libs, as this guy is quoted as saying, the guy with the truck, that they're the ones that get offended by this kind of material, when there's a lot of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and consider ourselves to be progressives, and we consider ourselves to defend free speech and the First Amendment every chance we get. And you know something? think about this. And I'm all, you know what? I'm all about this on Monday morning. I really am. Think about this. Who wants to go after cable TV and satellite radio? And who wants to censor the content involved in cable TV and satellite radio? I got news for you. It's not those of us who are liberals and progressives. It's these wingnuts like Rick Santorum who want to go ahead and do it. They want to censor something that you pay for. They're the ones that are all about censorship. They're the ones that are always constantly getting into this whole thing about banning books. It isn't us. Yeah, why do we have that reputation? I think it's time we stood up to the radical right and told them, said, hey, look, you know what? You want to make those claims? Okay, put up or shut up. Let's get into examples. Well, I'm all about taking these people on. I really am all about taking them on this morning. 844.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Center and crews are still investigating a rollover accident. It's sitting on the ramp from Parker Road onto eastbound E-470. One lane is getting by, but it's going to be a slow go. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies. Highs in the 70s. We're at 39 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, get 0% APR financing on every Dodge truck, minivan, and SUV, like the Ram Mega Cab with the world's biggest cab.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you. A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust. Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of ScotchGard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Colorado. And right now is the time to go because Rocky's customer appreciation days are still going on. You can get Rocky's VIP treatment with unbelievable low red tag sale prices and Get out there and see my friends, the Alshear Brothers, Tom and Marv. Go see Spanky, see Gerard Menard, see Colby, see the folks out there at Rockies. They'll take care of you. They've got over 100 employees there who do nothing but make you happy. That's what Rockies is all about. Or check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies is open 9 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. in the evening, Monday through Saturday. And you know what? Drop on by, and you'll have the same experience that Mary and I had. You know what? You'll walk off the lot. You'll drive off the lot, I should say, with a big smile on your face. Rockies Autos. Check them out, 63rd and Federal.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast food breakfast, routine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel, unroutine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, 8:49. Well, actually, I lied. Now it's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 69, partly sunny skies. I love this song. I worked on the border. I worked in Del Rio and El Paso. And that's what does he say? Mexican radio. All right, enough of that. We're talking about this Arapaho workers hit trouble with his English sign. The sign, which says lawn service done with pride by an English-speaking American. I'm all about the guy having the sign. I don't care. And I really resent the idea that he says that his new supervisor is politically correct and a lib, a bleeding heart lib. You know, which us libs, man, you know what? We believe in the First Amendment of the Constitution, and we believe in the Bill of Rights. And, you know, that's what the ACLU is all about. Cindy and Bailey. Cindy, hi, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Jay. I think you've been smoking something, haven't you?
what do you say that for?
What is all this Mexican radio stuff?
I'm just reliving my childhood because at the age of 19, I ran away from home and got my first job in Del Rio, Texas, on a little 250-watt country music station, and Del Rio was on the border.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with that. I'm from Texas.
Well, there you go. Where are you from in Texas?
Dallas.
Oh, well, there you go. Then you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm familiar with all the racial problems from, the KKK was always having their parades and so forth. Someplace in Texas, there was always a KKK parade. And there was always a lot of hoopla about it, a lot of people wanting to stop it and so forth. And I would have been just as happy as could be for them to just go away and, you know, crawl back in their hole. But I did defend their right to protest. And this guy has a right to have whatever he wants on his vehicle. That's all there is to it. And if somebody doesn't like it, that's just too damn bad.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the edge when it comes to the hat. You know, when if he's at work doing his whatever it is he does there, he it might not be particularly appropriate for him to be wearing the hat.
What about Mexican workers though, Hispanic workers who would come to work, and they would have a hat with the flag of Mexico on it? Would that be offensive to an Anglo worker?
You know, it wouldn't be to me.
No, it wouldn't be me either.
And if you look around town, there are all kinds of places. I know it's true in Texas, especially businesses that say "Se habla español" on the side of the business. they're advertising for their Spanish-speaking clientele that, hey, come in here, we can speak your language. I don't see anything wrong with somebody doing the same thing but saying, hey, I can speak English, come and do your business with me. Maybe it's a little bit offensive because you know why he's saying it, but that's what the First Amendment's all about.
I agree with you 100% totally. Cindy, we are on the same page.
I think the guy needs to listen to this station. I think that's what it boils down to. If he thinks that liberals are going to bash him about this, his boss is probably just kind of covering his, you know what, just trying to stay out of heat with somebody that's complained about this. And, oh, you know, if we sit on the fence and don't take a side, then we're safe.
Well, we need to stand up and challenge the right wing about this. We need to challenge them at every turn of the mile.
Oh, exactly. I've got all kinds of bumper stickers on my car, and I'm always daring, in my mind, daring people to say something about them.
Yep, but, there you go. All right, Cindy, thank you. Call again.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
See you later. Here's Russ on C-470. Russ, hi, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've only been listening intermittently because I'm at work, but something I think needs to be brought up here is also, you know, it depends on who you offend. There are certain protected classes by law in this country. I mean, if the guy, for instance, had a sign that said, I like girl, with a picture of a scantily clad Snap-on Tools girl, there would be no question of the fact that he'd be harassing women and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So part of it has to do with, you know, did this guy receive a complaint from another worker who felt that he was being harassed as part of a protected class? Like, you can't discriminate race?
I'm aware of those things. But you know something? This guy's deal, I don't think you can put a sign like that in the same category as a graphic picture of a scantily clad woman or the first statement that you made, which I don't want to repeat, but I don't know. I mean, I think your employer could turn around and might be able to say, well, that's not appropriate. You know, that's not an appropriate shirt or an appropriate hat to wear, at the workplace. But I'm just awful, awful leery of any kind of a law and here's something else too about this. Here's something else where I don't think it would match up. It's on the guy's private truck, on a trailer. It's on a trailer in his truck that, you know, like he parks in the driveway, but it's like he doesn't drive it around and use it for county business.
Sure, and I understand that. The only thing I would say is, you know, take a sexual harassment sensitivity course.
I have. I've taken many of them.
And you will find, Jay, that there are things that are considered sexual harassment that guys wouldn't even think about. They would be
But what is the one thing they teach in those classes? What's the one thing that they definitely tell you and that they definitely teach you about in those classes?
If a woman is offended, if she feels harassed, then it's harassment.
No, they're always connected to one thing, and you know what that is? Your employment.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, so parking your car in the parking lot, I think you would have a very, very, very tough time getting in trouble for that. But I think if you did it within the confines of the workplace and or representing your employer, then you would get busted.
It's a fine line, Jay. I mean, the truth is it's tough to say exactly where that line gets drawn. You know, is the hat bad and the sign okay? So I can understand why the government's in a pickle over this whole thing and the publicity that it's gotten.
All right, how about this idea? How about this? What about people who have religious bumper stickers on their cars?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole range of it.
See, that's where we get into slippery slope. That's why I think people should suck it up to a certain degree.
Well, we live in this politically correct climate today.
Well, but see, I don't think we really do. I think what we do is with any law that you ever have, with anything that you, any policy you ever have, you got to have a degree of common sense and logic, and it's up to supervisors, and it's up to each and every one of us to think things out. A lot of times before they act. And you know what? I got to tell you, by having made that statement, Sometimes I could use a healthy dose of my own medicine. Russ, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Karen Meredith. She lost her son in Iraq. And then we'll go to open phones, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind here on this Monday on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what? Bottom line, thank you. Appreciate you for being here. Appreciate you. Boy, that.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
Come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The nation's highest court has left no doubt. If a college takes money from Uncle Sam, it can't bar military recruiters from campus by objecting to the don't ask, don't tell policy. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story.
This isn't really about gay rights. It's about the right of Congress to attach strings to the use of federal money. The law says if a college or university gets any federal money at all, it must allow military recruiters on campus. Several prominent law schools barred the recruiters because they find the military's don't ask, don't tell policy discriminatory and offensive. But the high court ruled unanimously if the recruiters can't come in, the federal money can be cut off.
On another matter, the court has refusing to review the case of a Worcester, Ohio man who wanted his state's visitation laws struck down, saying they allow grandparents to interfere with the rights of parents to raise their children. Will he live or die? A jury begins considering the fate of Zacharias Moussaoui today. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Alexandria, Virginia.
No outbursts from Moussaoui as the final jury selection process got underway here. He simply jotted notes and listened as the judge and lawyers began questioning remaining members of the pool. A panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates is being chosen, and then opening statements will set the tone for what's expected to be a volatile trial. With me here, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Prosecutors have to remind jurors of the horror of 9/11 as they try to link Moussaoui to it. So I think in the opening statement, especially for prosecutors, we're going to get an emotional plea by them to the jury to never forget what this trial is all about from the government's point of view.
Moussaoui claims no connection to 9/11. He admits training for a separate attack on the White House. Live at the Alexandria, Virginia Federal Court, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Is the Department of Homeland Security able to secure its own headquarters? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Some private guards who have worked at Homeland Security say it lacks important protections. They've taken complaints about faulty radios and other problems to Congress. Homeland Security expert Philip Heyman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies sees room for improvement.
It's quite likely that the security plan needs to be updated, and I understand that they're reissuing the contract.
Homeland Security says a new contract with the guard company will include added protections. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
No coronation at the Oscars last night for Brokeback Mountain. The odds-on favorite to capture honors as Best Picture was upset by Crash, the edgy story of race relations in Los Angeles.
That's a sense of touch. I think we miss that touch so much that we crash into each other just so we can feel something.
Writer-director Paul Haggis says he thinks hailing from Canada actually works in his favor.
Being an outsider in this town is a good thing. Being an outsider as an artist anywhere is a good thing.
In the acting categories, the winners were Philip Seymour Hoffman, Reese Witherspoon, George Clooney, and Rachel Weisz. Checking on stocks, the Dow is down 3, the Nasdaq up 2. This is CBS News.
Welcome to Celeb Reality. Celebs Playhouse once again in the Hollywood Hills with a special guest.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson.
This could be real good television.
The surreal life.
Whoa.
And tough love just got even tougher. Hulk is back.
Starting tomorrow, you both are going to work a real job.
You're kidding, right?
Hogan knows best. There's no place like Celeb Reality. Premieres Sunday, March 19th. All new seasons of The Surreal Life at 9, 8 Central, followed by Hogan Knows Best at 10, 9 Central. Only on VH1.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Hours are loaded up this morning. Southbound I-25. Still a bit heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. We did have a stall at Santa Fe. Adding to those jams, it's just been pulled out of your way. Crews are still investigating this bad rollover accident. It's on the ramp from Parker Road onto eastbound E-470. One lane is getting by, but it's going to be a slow go. I-70 getting back up to normal between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Southbound 225 slows for the drive into the tech center. And around town, things are thinning out just a little bit now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike flowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Westbounders, a little bit of trouble with this crash off to the shoulder at Cherryvale. Now on to the forecast. Can't complain today.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Meredith lost her son, Ken Ballard, in Najaf in Iraq due to small arms fire on May the 30th, 2004. Meredith is involved with the Gold Star Families Speak Out, and let's say hello to her. And Karen, welcome to AM 760. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Jay.
Did I just turn around, Karen, and do it again? Appreciate you being. I don't know why that's stuck in my brain, but I got to get that out. It just doesn't quite sound right. I'm working here, not Willie FM, which is one of the country stations in town. Karen, we're sorry about the loss of your son, and want to talk a little bit about Iraq and some recent developments going on in Iraq. There's a report being circulated by Reuters that the United States and Britain are planning to pull all of their troops out of Iraq by the spring of 2007. This is according to two British newspapers that they reported in their Sunday editions yesterday. One of them was the Sunday Telegraph. If we got out by 07, how would you feel about that?
I don't think 07 is soon enough. And I haven't read the reports. I've been hearing rumors about them, so I guess I'm going to have to do my homework a little bit better. I just think that with the civil war starting or continuing in Iraq, it's not getting any better over there. So my feeling has always been it's going to be bad when the Americans pull out, whether it's tonight at midnight or in 6 months or in 6 years. There will always be a period of discontent over there.
Did you think it was wrong for us to go there in the first place?
Yes, I did.
And did you talk to your son about this?
Ken had joined the Army right out of high school, so in 1995, and he had been commissioned as a lieutenant in 2002. So he was a professional soldier. I'm not sure how long he would have stayed in after the war and after his commitment, but it wasn't anything that we talked about because there was nothing he could do. He was responding to the orders of his commander-in-chief, as soldiers taken us to do. But he knew my viewpoint, and he wouldn't be surprised at anything that I'm saying.
That you're speaking up and saying what you're saying.
Correct. Speaking out against the war.
Yeah, there's also another story here I want to read you from the Des Moines Register. Senator Tom Harkin said in Iowa Friday that Iraq has deteriorated into a civil war, declaring it is no longer manageable by U.S. forces. Harkin's comments make the Iowa Democrat among the first members of Congress to declare publicly that Iraq has slipped into a war between Muslim factions. And, of course, this comes with Bush's poll ratings where they are. He says, I'm firmly convinced now, after all this time, that this is really a civil war. And the senator, who has been an opponent of the war, said the only solution to the surge of sectarian violence is to begin withdrawing U.S. forces. And I take it, once again, you agree with that, too.
Very much so. We're starting to hear from generals and colonels who have retired who are saying that militarily we've done as much as we can. Unfortunately, from my point of view, they should have been saying it while they were still on active duty. I don't think there's any less credibility to what they're saying now, but how many soldiers are dying because they didn't speak out? We passed a really sad milestone over the weekend. We now have lost 2,300 American soldiers, to say nothing of the Iraqi deaths over the weekend. And so it's not getting any better. It's not slowing down.
What do you say to those who might be listening and would say, well, the only solution is to stay the course?
The course hasn't been working, and I think we need to reexamine why we're there. We still don't know why we're there. The course is not working, and I think we need to just take another look at how we can get our soldiers out of there with minimum availability to the soldiers in Iraq. We are the American soldiers. The citizens of Iraq need to start taking over, whether it's for their security. It's their country, and yes, we broke it, but we need to provide as much aid to them as we can to get them back on their feet, but not to be providing all the security that we've done, because we're the ones that we are the target a lot of the times, and Iraqi citizens who are seen speaking to Americans are suffering for it.
9:11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Karen Meredith, who lost her son Ken in Najah, Iraq, by small arms fire back in May 30th, 2004. We do own it because we did break it.
Right.
Is it reasonable, though, to assume that I'm with you that the course of action is we ought to get out. We should have gotten out a long time ago, and we never should have gone. But I kind of think that the threat to leave would act as leverage to the Iraqis to get their acts together, don't you?
Oh, I think so. And my sense is, let's set the bar high. If we tell them we're leaving in a month, maybe they'll react to that. If we say we're going to leave in 2 years, people don't react to something like that. We need to set the bar high, have the people of Iraq own their country, which is what they're telling us they want to do, and we need to just maybe be guidance for them, maybe be a peacekeeping force, which is what we should have been in the first place.
Do you agree with Cindy Sheehan's methods? Do you agree with her, or do you disagree with her?
Cindy Sheehan lost a son in Iraq. Cindy Sheehan believes that we should bring the troops home now, and those are our similarities. We belong to two different organizations, and my group is Gold Star Families Speak Out. We are a chapter of Military Families Speak Out and are working within the larger group of families who have soldiers in active duty over currently. So Cindy, I'm not sure what Gold Star Families for Peace is doing. I don't follow that anymore.
Did you used to?
I was a member, yes.
And what happened?
Just decided that I wanted to work under a bigger group within Military Family Speak Out.
Do you agree with her methods or disagree? Or maybe that's maybe that's not a fair question, you know?
We all have different styles.
Yeah.
We all are working on accomplishing different things. Obviously, the prize is getting the troops home now. Getting arrested is one way of doing it. Working within the system, working to try and make changes is another way of doing it. But we need to support the troops. We all do support the troops, wanting to take care of them, get them out of there so that they're safe at home, so that they can, especially the reserve and the guard, can take care of our communities as they signed up to do.
You know, other families that you correspond with and that you associate with, I assume that they have the same, that they have similar feelings as you do. But have you ever run across anybody who, for instance, has a son or a daughter there now and might have a different point of view than you've got?
Oh, absolutely.
And how does that work? How do you? What do you say to them?
Well, this weekend in San Jose, there was a film that was the world premiere. It was called My Child, Mothers at War, or Mothers of War. And it was a movie probably about as apolitical as you can get, or apolitical, because there was factions from both sides. But
right.
There was a lot of moms in town to see the movie. Some of them were in the movie and some of them weren't. It's tough because when they sit in at a rally and the pro-war, pro-Bush families are, hoorah, and we're sitting there going, you know, how would they feel if I stood up and said, bring the troops home now?
Huh.
They would be just as offended, and we don't say that. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Everybody has to get up in the morning and figure out how they're going to get through the day knowing that their child is in harm's way or knowing that their child is never coming home. So there are a fair amount of Gold Star families, people who have lost their child, who do support the president and do support the war, Ken's father being one of them, although we've
really?
Been divorced. Yeah, we've been divorced for over 25 years, so there's no there in terms of being a family, but
right.
He very much supports the president.
And how does that work between the two of you?
Well, as I said, there's no there. He's not happy with what I'm doing, but it kind of makes it more fun that way.
Yeah. Well, having been divorced once before, I can kind of understand exactly where you're coming from. How about those of us, though, who do not have sons or daughters or loved ones in Iraq, but we want to get involved? Can we get involved with your organization?
We have a mailing list that we let people know. Our website is Gold Star Family Speak Out, GSFSO.org. And we have a page where all of us are speaking. You said at the beginning that the third anniversary of the war is coming out. I think every one of our members will be out all over the country speaking out. I've got a couple of engagements that weekend. And some people have said to us, you mean it's been 3 years? So people... I don't know if it's Iraq fatigue, that people are tired of hearing about it, but we need to remind the citizens of this country that we are still fighting a war. We are losing soldiers every day, and we need to get them home.
Yeah, see, I agree 100%, and I don't know how anybody could suffer from Iraq war fatigue or could even for a minute forget about what's going on over there and about the fact that we need to get our men and women home. Boy, you know, you're really right about that. Your website is GSFSO.org, and any of us can get on the mailing list, right?
Absolutely. There's a place on the website to sign up, and we'll be happy to keep people informed of what we're doing. And we appreciate the support because when we go out and speak out, it's very difficult. It brings back, you know, brings back the day, brings back all of the hell that we went through. But it's important that people hear our story because after they do, they cannot say they have not been touched by the war. And for us, for most people, they go home at night, they don't even think about the war. But for us, this is the rest of our lives. For me, Ken was my only child.
Mm. Karen, you're very, very brave, and I appreciate you coming on the program. And I urge everybody to go to your website, gsfso.org, and get involved. Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate you being on here.
Great. Thanks, Jay.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Okay. Take care.
All right. There's Karen Meredith. She is with Gold Star Family Speak Out. If you want to check out their website, www.gsfso.org. All right, we'll open up the phones coming up here at 303-713-7600. And I got an update on the port deal, too. I'll give you a little bit of information about that. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, bring it on, as George W. Bush sadly said, because that's what we're here for.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindows.com.
Tonight on NBC, the deal or no deal phenomenon continues. And now it's here to stay every Monday.
Yes!
Then, the deal keeps getting better with an all-new apprentice on its new night. Trump's best candidates yet with an international flair.
I crushed them like nobody ever did.
Then, an all-new medium. Emmy winner Patricia Arquette is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary gift.
You're looking for the wrong man.
NBC Mondays All New Tonight.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have three times the power of ordinary fish oil and they're mercury free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Hi, this is Jay Martin from LeafGuard. Hey, do you ever think about what your time is worth? Do you want to clean gutters and downspouts? It's not only hard work, but it can be dangerous. But what's the alternative? Well, I got a whole new gutter system for you that never has to be cleaned. LeafGuard. It's designed to repel leaves, twigs, and debris. Now, a one-piece seamless gutter system customized on-site, pre-finished to match your decor. Call them at 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Simply eliminate them.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That's a lot the way he does that. This is Jay Marvin. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, high today 69, partly sunny skies. Hey, join me this Friday. We're having an anniversary celebration. 1 year this show's been on the air. This Friday between 6 and 10 a.m., Dimitri's in Aurora is where we'll be. That's 1911 South Havana. That's the southwest corner of Havana and Jewel. Breakfast for $7.60 from 6 in the morning until 10 in the morning for all AM 760 listeners. Come on, mouth work. But join me this Friday. We'll be out there broadcasting live. Hope you'll drop by. Love, as I used to say in my country music day, love to lay a couple eyeballs on you. All right, 303-713-7600. I want to give you this thing about the ports deal, which I wanted to get into the into this morning. And you know what? If we don't get into it now, I may just hold on to this and, you know, circle around tomorrow morning and do it during the hour of no power. The White House is quietly pushing a Dubai company to significantly restructure and partner up with a U.S. outfit to keep the port deal from sinking. This is according to the New York Daily News. It's in the hands of the company now. They're going to have to significantly restructure, said a Republican source familiar with the White House expectations, a revamped deal to allow Dubai Ports World to take over six major U.S. ports, including Manhattan's cruise ship terminal and Newark's container port, would have to be something along the lines of a Marine One contract. The British and Italian-owned Augusta Westland had to take on a Maryland-based Lockheed Martin to win the contract to build the president's helicopter last year. And a lot of people are talking about this, a subsidiary or a deal like that, a congressional source confirmed. One snag to such a deal may be that the sources say the U.S. company best equipped to partner with DP World is Halliburton, once headed by Vice President Cheney. So we'll see. I'm going to hang on to this. We can do this at a later date, the story. Or you can comment now, and you can talk about it now if you want to at 303-713-7600. Does Dubai Ports World teaming up with an American company change your opinion about that? I was trying to stifle a cough. You know what? I've had this cough. And I got some medication for it over the weekend, and so far it hasn't started working yet. It's much less this morning than it has been, and can't determine whether it's hay fever or something else, because a lot of times my nose stuffs up, my eyes water along with it, and you know, I've had it now for, I don't know, 6 or 7 months probably. See, and I'm just, you know, so I didn't want to cough in the middle of reading that story. So I tried to stifle it. But now, you know, since you know about it, and since I'm out in the open and I'm talking about it, now I'm going to cough anyway. Ah, good. That felt good. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Steve in Eldora, who's been hanging on. Steve, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, Steve.
I'd like to bring up an old subject, kind of lighthearted, before I talk about a couple of things that are more important. First being the Beatles versus the Stones.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't think there's anything about Beatles versus the Stones. I think the Beatles changed popular music forever. I think the Beatles were greater than the sum of their parts. I think 100 years from now, they're going to remember Beatles songs a lot more than they remember Stone songs. The truth is, I think The Who is a better, greater and more creative and moving rock and roll band than the Stones ever were. And Baba O'Reilly was the first use of the synthesizer by any popular band at all. The dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Goes through that whole song?
Oh, yeah, right.
It was the first time that they used a synthesizer. In 1969 or 70, the Stones put together a movie that was called The Rock and Roll Circus, in which The Who did one song. And from what I understand, the Stones delayed the release of that movie because they thought that The Who outstaged them.
Well, my only rebuttal to this is different strokes for different folks, and the Stones rock, man. They rule. They're the best of all time, and you and I are just not going to agree on it.
I understand that totally. Everybody has their own opinions and their own preferences, and some people like the Stones, and some people don't like the Stones so much. In my opinion, the Stones wouldn't even have a sound if it wasn't for Chuck Berry.
Oh, I disagree. Muddy Waters would be a bigger influence than Chuck Berry. But anyway, let's get to serious stuff, Steve.
Okay.
Serious stuff.
I think that the biggest threat to you and the United States' way of life is what's going on right now in China and India. China has lifted 300 million people out of poverty in the past 10 or 15 years, while Bush has put more people in the poverty rolls than there were before he came into office. Everything that Bush has done is trying to weaken our middle class, and everything that China is doing is strengthening their middle class. I think that the Indians and the Chinese at the same time have gone the opposite way of what Bush has done. When we've got CEOs that make 350 times more money than their employees, does that mean they buy 350 new cars every year or 350 new refrigerators or TV sets? No. I think our economy is driven by our middle class having money to spend. And that what's happening in China and India right now, they're going to be eating our lunches. Every year in China and India, they graduate 3 million people from their universities, while in this country, we only graduate 1.3 million. And I think economically, those two economies are going to eat us up, and I think they're going to do it largely because of what Bush has been doing.
You know what? I agree with you 100,000%. Man, I agree with you. And my sister and her husband, who go to China a lot, my sister tells me this on a weekly basis about China, about their exploding economy, about their exploding middle class. You know what? You're absolutely right. And this government, this government headed by George W. Bush is destroying the middle class in this country while China and India's is exploding. Hey, Steve, you know what? We may not agree on the Stones versus the Beatles, but we're on the same page on this deal, man. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, you know, Bush is trying to strengthen and reward the top 2%.
Right.
And hurting the middle class. And when the middle class doesn't have money to spend, it's going to hurt our economy. And that's what's going to kill our way of life more than anything else, is that we don't have money to spend anymore. The people in the middle class are living paycheck to paycheck, and there's more people that are poor and more people that can't buy things that they need and that they want. And that's going to hurt us.
I agree. All right, Steve, thank you, man.
You know,
I
have a couple more points.
Well, quickly, because I'm running out of time.
You can go to a commercial break and come back to me if you'd like. I have a couple more. I've waited too long to call you, and I've got some really strong things to say that I don't hear anybody else saying in the media whatsoever.
All right, hang on.
Thank you.
Hang on. I'll park you in the phone zone despite the lousy phone line, despite the fact that the technical support staff is going, no, the phone line sucks, get him off. But you know something? I'm always criticized as being, like, mean and belligerent. And I was almost going to use the word, and I don't want to use it. I was almost going to use the S word with a Y on the end of it. But you know what? You know what? We can call here. We can agree. We can disagree. We can fight. We can disagree about the Stones and the Beatles. We can disagree about the tactics that the Democratic Party ought to take. But in the end of this deal, we're all in the same family. We're all in the same family. And we got to get shoulder to shoulder. Boy, I'm hyped up on this morning. We got to get shoulder to shoulder. Because, man, we have got to make inroads in November. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up here with J. Marvin. Thank you so much for being here, because without you being here, the show basically doesn't work. Oh, now I'm being directed to throw it to Bailey. Bailey, are you there?
I'm here.
You know, without you, the show doesn't work.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
without you, it doesn't work.
I, you know, really, seriously, I'm glad you're here. So now, tell me, do we have good news for Progressive Traffic, or is it bad news?
A little bit of both. Good news is things are starting to clear up. Bad news is we still have a couple little trouble spots working. Southbound I-25 is a bit heavy for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbounders have a crash working at 6th Avenue, then another one on the ramp from northbound I-25 onto E-470 now. Crews are still investigating this bad rollover accident. Happened earlier this morning on the ramp from Parker Road to eastbound E-470, so expect some slowing in that area. I-70 looking good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and southbound 225 still seeing brake lights as you head toward the tech center. Around town, we're thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike. Got a little sluggish westbound because of an earlier problem near Cherry Vale. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Load AM 760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Bristol Window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Bristol Window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Bristol Windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristolwindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I just wrote my friend Irma in Cuba. I'm sure they're spying on that. All right, the Beatles, let's do it on the road. 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, Karen Meredith, who is a Gold Star Moms Speak Out. Did I get the name of the organization right? Gold Star Families Speak Out was so kind. She lost her son in Iraq, Naja. She didn't want to correct me, but you know what we found out? And we'll have her back on the air to talk about it at some time or another. You know, they're looking into the Pat Tillman situation. She lost her son to what they're calling accidental discharge of a machine gun. And it was a tree branch that set it off. And that's just sad. All right, Steve, I got a ton of other people waiting, so make it quick.
Okay, I want to talk about the lead up to the war in Iraq. CIA said that Saddam wanted weapons of mass destruction, but he was at least 2 years away from having such weapons. And yet the administration manipulated this information and wanted to go to the war with no immediate threat from Saddam.
I think most of us realize that.
Well, this is a war of choice that we were not prepared for.
Exactly.
There was not enough armor for the Humvees and not enough armor for our soldiers. And there was no plan for the peace. And the administration, in my opinion, was fooled by a tin pot dictator. He wanted his neighbors to think he was still strong, but he never really recovered from the War of 91. And in my opinion, the sanctions against him worked, because as it turns out, he didn't have these bombs, and he didn't have these other things that the administration was trying to say he had. And at the same time, the administration was saying, well, the sanctions were going to expire, and then what were we going to do? Well, it seems to me that it would have been a whole lot easier to unilaterally reinforce these sanctions, and it would have cost us a lot less in money and a lot less in our treasure and a whole lot less in our lives that were lost.
I agree.
Unilaterally still enforce these sanctions that the UN has.
I agree. There's overwhelming evidence that this administration cherry-picked intelligence, including an article that was out last Thursday or Friday in the National Journal by Murray Waas, which indicates the exact same thing. He writes about it, having looked at declassified documents. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they lied us into war, and I think that we as progressives and liberals have got to stand up, and our candidates have got to stand up and start talking about the fact that this administration lied us into war. All right, Steve, I thank you. I got to go. I got other people hanging on, like Ben in Colorado Springs. Ben, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, I just want to talk about the Iraq War.
I think it's pretty clear that the majority of the Iraqi people really don't want us there. And I know they've voted on the parliament, their constitution, and I think it's time that congressional Democrats here should call for, excuse me, a vote for the Iraqis to hold a general election on whether they want us there or not.
How about a plebiscite?
What's that?
How about a plebiscite? How about a big, gigantic referendum on whether we should stay or go?
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have any problem with that at all.
Yeah, and I think it would be a great common vision for Democrats to run on in November. Excuse me. Go.
You know what? I agree. I agree with you 100%. I think it would be a great thing. I think, you know, I think this is what we as Democrats and we as progressives and liberals need to start doing, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it's the whole issue of a woman's right to choose, whatever these things are, we've got to come up with positive solutions, stand up and stick it in the Republicans and stick it in the right wing's face.
Yeah, and I think it's really the only way to send Americans a clear signal from the Iraqi people what they really want from us. And, you know, like it or not, we have created a horrific, horrific situation over there, and I just don't see any other way to get across to, you know, the Kool-Aid drinkers of America that, you know, they just don't want us there anymore.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Ben, thank you for hanging on, man. Thanks for a great call.
All right.
Let's go to Kate in Longmont. Kate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It's Kat.
Oh, Kat, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kat.
For a while. First of all, I wanted to tell you that I have a Coco, too.
Oh, great.
Only he's much bigger than your Coco, I think.
Is he a Welsh Corgi?
No, he's a combination of Chocolate Lab and Chesapeake Retriever.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
He's a wonderful dog. He's great. What you said about the ports deal earlier, very interesting. No, it doesn't change my opinion about it, and here's why. I think that this administration is going to try anything they can to get this thing through, and I think Americans need to start asking, why? Why are they so adamant about getting this thing through? And I think that the finger, or at least one of the big fingers, points to Jon Snow, our Secretary of the Treasury. And I heard something on Majority Report a couple weeks ago, and I was going to ask you if you have any more specific information. Jon Snow was once the CEO of CSX.
Right.
And during his reign, that company made $1 billion in profits, yet they managed to pay zero income tax on it and get $167 million in a tax refund on taxes they never paid. Now, Snow is appointed by Bush to be Secretary of the Treasury. He leaves CSX and gets a $33 million buyout package. Now, I've seen two conflicting reports about this, and I'm wondering if you have any information. One report said he was given the money in cash, basically, or it's $33 million and then $8,000 in cash. I think the $33 million was stock options or something. But then Sam and Janine the other night were saying, no, he doesn't get this money until CSX is bought out by another company.
I had heard an absolutely third story. I had heard that he would get money. I had heard that he was already paid the money but had stock. And that the stock would be worth more if it had been bought out, and that the company had been bought out by the same people who control Dubai World Ports.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, then that actually even makes sense too. Now here's the sticky thing that Americans need to understand, and I hope that your listeners' ears are going to perk up. Jon Snow was the chairman of the committee that approved the Dubai Ports deal.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So rather than recuse himself, claiming conflict of interest, he voted it through because he stands to make money.
See, and that's so criminally wrong.
My
that God, is
they're
so
looting the treasury. It's just appalling to me. They
it
are
is.
So criminal. So anyway, I think that we need to keep our eyes on Jon Snow, and then there's that other guy from CSX that Bush put in charge of maritime operations.
Oh, you're talking about Sanborn.
Sanborn, yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's just another.
He wasn't working for CSX. He was working for Dubai World Ports.
That's right. He was working for Dubai Ports World.
Ports World, yeah.
And Cargyle is in there. The Cargill Group is in there with Neil Bush, good old Neil, you know, who had his hands in the Silverado savings and loan crash. It is in, it's incestuous is what it is. We've got George Bush pushing for this thing. We've got Jon Snow, the Secretary of the Treasury, with his hands deep into it. We've got the Cargill Group with its connections to the Bush family, somehow involved in the brokering of this deal. It is really slimy. And, no, I don't think that having having Dubai Ports World partner with some American corporation is going to change my mind at all. The whole thing stinks. And I think that they're going to push for something like this partnering with an American corporation because they desperately want it to go through. Some beyond Snow, there have got to be other people who are going to make millions from this deal.
Well, you know, I wonder if it changes anybody else's mind. I mean, it doesn't change your mind. And it really doesn't change my mind, but I wonder if it changes people's minds out there.
Well,
if the administration,
know.
If the administration sees this as being an out.
I don't know if they see it as being an out. And we've got this 45-day
review.
Kind of review, but they're only reviewing the security problems with it. We need a review of the money.
Yeah, you know what? We need a review of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Kat, thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, appreciate it. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Where'd everybody go? And does this deal, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. But is this deal with the White House quietly pushing a Dubai company to significantly restructure and partner up with a U.S. outfit to keep the deal from sinking? Does that change your mind about the deal? If they go out and find an American company to partner up with? And the weirdest thing about this is that the best company equipped to partner with DP World is Halliburton, which was once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney. How about that? Open phones underway here, 303-713-7600, and I got the three lines open, so you know what? Use them or lose them.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Shouldn't have any major difficulty getting yourself around town right now. The highways are getting back up to speed, maybe a little crowded between downtown and the tech center and I-25 in both directions, but no major delays right now. Looks good through the tech center on 25. No problems on 225 across Aurora. I-70 looking pretty good on both sides of town, and the Boulder Turnpike showing good speeds to and from Boulder. No worries in and around Boulder at the moment. Forecast for today, partly sunny and warm. Highs into the low 70s. Clear and mild tonight, low of 32. Partly sunny, windy, a little bit cooler tomorrow, and a high of 65. Right now it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready to save at Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale. It's this Wednesday only. You'll find doorbuster savings of 40 to 50% throughout the entire...
Get the good stuff!
Hey, this is Michael Walter, driver of the number 55 Napa race car. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm quite a hat collector. That's why Napa is helping me collect as many hats as I can, starting with yours. Just bring any old hat into your local Napa Auto Parts store and swap it for a brand new Napa racing hat. The same hat me and my race team wear at the track. Bring in your old hat today and drive home looking like a winner. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
AM760.net. AM760. Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines still open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and use them. And, you know, I wouldn't tell you to use something if I didn't use it myself. And I think Rocky's Autos is a perfect example. I've been talking about this because it put such a big smile on her face. Mary found a car in Rocky's last week, and she just fell in love with it. So we bought it, and this makes like the seventh car we've bought from Rockies. And I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself or that Mary wouldn't go. And you know what? The buying experience was great, and we got a great price too because right now Rockies customer appreciation days are underway. Low, low, low red tag sale prices. So I'm telling you, the price was right. The car was magnificent. The service was the best. I mean, the people at Rockies definitely take care of you. And they've got over 100 people out there that are dedicated to doing just exactly that, taking care of you. Folks like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Mark, great people, and Spanky and Gerard Menard and Colby, and just so many really nice, nice people working out there. And you know what? You ought to go out there and check it out. And if you can't get out there right now, check them out on the Internet. You can do it from the comfort of your office or your home by simply going to RockiesAutos.com. Check out the selection and the inventory, and also you can pre-qualify for a car loan. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late to take care of you. That's really what they're all about. So you know what? Rockies Customer Appreciation Days are going on right now. Take advantage of it. Mary and I did, and boy, oh boy. You know what? Mary's just, I mean, she's so thrilled with her car, and both of us are. And you know what? That's what it's all about, being thrilled not only with the vehicle that you get, but also with the people who deal with you. And Rockies is the home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. They got the biggest in all of Colorado, over 500. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah! I don't know what's better, the Stones or Ed Schultz. Big Ed, Eddie, here this afternoon between 1 and 4. High today, 69, partly sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, and the Stones from the Sticky Fingers LP. See, you know, I could work in a classic rocker. It's the Stones from their Sticky Fingers CD. Yeah. Here with Mike Raffone. Okay, let's get back on the phones here. And we go to Dan in Denver. Dan, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
Like your show every morning. I listen to it on the
radio. Appreciate
it. I wanted to make a remark about how the Republican Party likes to always portray like they're the party with military backing and stuff. On election day, the last election day, I took the day off and I came up and Kerry's headquarters. I got a sign and I thought, well, I'll go out on these street corners and hold it up. So I went up in front of the Capitol, and there was a couple other people up there. And across the street, in almost all four corners, a very busy intersection, there was these groups of people had Veterans for Bush signs out.
Right.
And they just didn't look right. It was, and nothing prejudiced, but a lot more Orientals, and there were older people and stuff, and young people, and there was these groups of them. So I decided, being I'm a Vietnam vet, I'll go over and talk to them. And I went over and I approached two of them. Well, two of them couldn't even speak English. One of them come up to me and spoke broken English, and I said, I was a veteran. I noticed you have a veteran for Bush. And I started querying him about what outfit he was in or what branch of service, and come to find out that none of them were in the military.
Mm.
And I took a little offense to them holding a sign, veteran for Bush. And about that time, a fellow walked up, and they had these groups all over the corners there, and started talking to some of them in the groups, and a gal that was with me had a cell phone. I said, you know, this would be interesting for the media to get hold of. It was, and this was election day. Well, the media really wasn't interested. She called both papers, and nobody showed up. But in the meantime, this guy was talking to him, and all of a sudden a white van pulls up, and they all get into this big white van. There's like two dozen of them from all these corners, and they were probably afraid that the media was going to show up and question this veteran stuff. And that, so we thought they were gone. Well, I stood out there most of the day, and on the way home, I went up, and they went down Lincoln a ways, and I'll be damned if they weren't down there again.
So they had moved them to another location.
They had just moved to another location.
Yeah, that sucks.
And that was just a GOP thing, you know, and here it is, you know, Veterans for Bush, Veterans for Bush. Well, I tell you, I have a lot of veteran friends, and I don't have one that's a Bush ally. So.
Well, you know something? I mean, the GOP, whoever it was with the GOP that staged that stunt ought to be really proud of themselves.
That's exactly how I felt. And like I said, I took it personal. You know, I wouldn't hold a vet sign out if I wasn't a vet. But and I didn't even have one, actually. I just had a carry sign. But that's just to the extent that they go to make themselves look,
but
like,
you know,
they're...
they do, though. If I still maintain, you know, if you ask 1,035 people, registered voters, adults, which party they strongly identify with the military, I bet you overwhelmingly they'd ask the GOP. And we got to figure out a way, as liberals and progressives, we got to figure out a way to reverse that.
Yeah, and you're probably right overall, but a lot of the fellas I talk to, and I'm an older fellow now, and they're all really pro-Democrat people, and they have realized over the years that they've been hoodwinked by the Republicans as far as thinking that they're the people that back the military and so forth and so on. But I really haven't really run into many in my age group that are veterans that do back the GOP.
Well, you know what? I hope, Dan, you are absolutely right. And, hey, thank you for your service to the country.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your program.
You got it, Dan. Call anytime. Thanks, man. Bye. Appreciate it. Let's go to Karen down in the Springs. Karen, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
Well, wonderful. I'd like to bring up the subject that, have you noticed, every time that the Bush and Republicans get you interested in one subject, you have to pay attention to what they're doing behind our backs.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest question, is when he keeps on ranting on one subject, he's doing something else.
Well, they continually divert our attention from the real issues, which is to hammer the people in this country economically by trying to get us sucked into these wedge issue things like gay rights and you know, abortion and gun control, and we need to work out reasonable good positions on these and then go after them over it and tell them to either put up or shut up, and let's get down to the real business of what's really going on in this country.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for being out there for the rest of us as voices, and I also want to say, I am a registered Republican. I am more of a Democrat.
Well, you know what? It's good to have you with us. And, you know, vote Democratic. We have to change this country.
I agree with you, and I wish people would wake up.
Well, I wish they would, too. Well, she's dropping out. Thanks, Karen, down there in the Springs. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jack in Boulder. Jack, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there. Thank you.
Sure.
Jay, I care about you. I care about America. And, I think that, and I suppose this whole network was created for this platform, but I don't think it matters if we get Democrats or Republicans or Libertarians or Communists or Socialists. What matters is that people take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and then people don't do it. Whether or not they've got a D in front of their name or an R is
irrelevant. Yeah, I agree 100% on what you're saying.
And, you know, people need to realize this country is being sold out. There are people who are holding office. They're not only getting huge salaries compared to the average Americans for holding these offices. They look at us in the face. They put their hand on the Masonic Bible. They make an oath that they're going to uphold and defend the Constitution, and then they decimate it by signing into law things like the Patriot Act. They are not protecting us from terrorism, as this Dubai Ports World deal is a minor illustration of. And I know that you've said before in the past things basically criticizing people who talk about Skull and Bones as being among the tinfoil hat crowd. But, you know, let's face it, no matter who would have won amongst the two presidential candidates in the last election, if you want to call it an election, one of them would have been a Skull and Bones person
matter
what.
You know what? Let me tell you what that is. To me, that's a waste of energy. The real issues facing this country, the real issues that matter, are stagnant wages, health care, the environment, energy independence. These are the real education. These are the real things that matter. And there's other things that I have probably left off the list that should be included, and other people can call and can talk about them. I think if John Kerry had been elected president of the United States, this would have been a far, far different place. And I'll tell you something else. To me, getting into all of those little debates about conspiracies and all of those things, you know, that's fun to do when you got nothing else going on. But we got serious work going on here. We got serious business that needs to be done in this country. We need to affect people's lives. When you live in a country where 45 million Americans have no health insurance, and then you add in and you factor kids who can't get health insurance, you know what? That's serious business. When you look at the fact that the minimum wage hasn't changed since 1997, that's serious business. When you get in and you look into the situation where we need things like a living wage standard, that's serious business. When you look at the fact that there's global warming and this administration leans on scientists and tells them to shut up, that's serious business. And you know what? I'm out of time this morning, but I'll pick it back up tomorrow morning, because you know what? We need to win this country back and change the course of this country, and I hope we get it done.
Sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunset.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a...